not, why should he have to have smicha? Why does he have to have smicha? This man is there, nobody has any smicha, and he still asks Shabbos. What is all based on shlichus ayu? The right of the rabbis to pass on Shabbos today is based on shlichus. Probably not. You don't have to have smicha. All of a sudden, there's a din in the fashis, so you need a bezna 23. All right. And in dini mominis, also you need a bezna 3. So din in the fashis, I understand, it's a serious issue, matter of life and death, so you shouldn't just ask one rabbi. Dini mominis achidish, because it's a hoitzos mammon, one person is going to collect money from someone else. Even though the shayla on the behemah, whether the behemah is a trefa or not, could be worth $10,000 and the deter could be over a nickel, still that's a chidush agzeres hakasuv, that if it's zelus lachavolos, it's agzeres hakasuv that you need a bezna 3. If they both are makabel, if they both agree to ask their local Orthodox rabbi, fine, you can be makabel fossil or dying also, that's a mishnah later. Even though the bezna 3 has to be kosher and have to be honest, they shouldn't be crooks and they shouldn't be relatives, but nonetheless there's a mishnah chavdal adam and aleph that if the baladinim say that they're prepared to accept 3 criminals as a bezna. Shlosha Roy Bakar. Roy Bakar is because they're Amaratzim, shepherds. We assume they're Amaratzim, they don't know that they're Roy Bakar, they could be gone over him also. So if you want, you can be Mikabel Pasul Adayonim also. So let's say if you have two people, have a Sifzuch, Bagzelus, or Chavolus, and they both make up, they're going to ask the local rabbi, whatever the rabbi says is okay. So fine, you can be Mikabel Pasul Adayonim, if you want to. But let's say one of them says, let's go to the local rabbi, and the other one says, no, let's have a Din Torah. So the Torah is mechadish this din. If not for the pasuk, we wouldn't have known that such a thing exists. We would have thought, just like any other shaydi, left the local rabbi. So in Didi Mamanis also, yes, the local rabbi. So the Torah is mechadish. No, when it comes to Didi Mamanis, even a din Torah of a nickel, the correct way is to go to a bezin and have the bezin pasuk. Doesn't mean that you're over an avera if the two parties both agree. Good. They can do it like that also, but if one wants to go to the local rabbi, one doesn't, then the one who wants to go to the Bezna Shlosha has the Gerech to Taina, because the Chumash says that that's Salah. So this Chidish Din, that the correct way to adjudicate an issue of the Imamanis is by going to Shlosha Mumchim, Elohim, 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 3 times, the original Pasuk only says Bagzeles Vachavot. So the Gemara seems to assume that we wouldn't have been done a Mamasinu. And Aromi wouldn't have said, just like Zelos Lachavolis Nishlosh Smuchim, who are dinami hoidoas alvos. No, it can't be done among Matzin. Apparently, there's a mokum lachalik between the two. Maybe the way we said the name of Rav Soloveitchik, maybe some other heads, but whatever it is, Rav Soloveitchik thought, because this is his chayvus midas, and that's a chiv that the Torah imposes. Whatever it is, the Gemara says a Matzin is not going to work over here. You have to pull some other source of a yalfusa. So the Gemara says that we know in Bava Kamen and Bava Metzia that there is a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes hamaroim had a paskin whether Ira Parshias Kasav Khan or any Ira Parshias Kasav Khan. What's this Ira Parshias? So we explain it's not from the Midrash HaTorah that Reshis thing. It doesn't exist in any other pasuk in Kol HaTarkul. It's only some of the Tanoim, half of the Tanoim had a tradition that the pasuk, the psukim that are written in the context of Parshas Shemachinam apply in Parshas in Keset Tal Ve'esami. Rashi has a very strange understanding of the Ira Parshas that you oike the Parsha. The Parsha doesn't, the psukim, the words in the pasuk don't belong here at all. It only belongs over there. The Tesis in Bava Kamma has a long Ariches. Tesis finds that Rashi very, very difficult. We don't accept Rashi is very sure. We don't accept Rashi Shita Aloch Alamaisa. We assume like Taisus that Ira Parshas does mean that the Pasuk doesn't belong here at all. That the Pasuk, even though it's written over here and you wouldn't have been able to be done a Mamatzino on your own, we have an oral tradition. Half of the Tanaim had the tradition, half of the Tanaim didn't have. It's like Aloch Moshe Messina. So half of the Tanaim had a tradition that the words that appear here in this Parsha apply equally to this Parsha and to the other Parsha. The Mainaf Kemina. So there, in Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia and Afkamina, been again to calculating what kind of a mode of a miktsas is chai b'shvua by shvuas hashomrim and when not. When is there shvuas hashom? When is there not? The Rabbi claims in his big debate with the Balamor and Bava Metzia of Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Ches, the Rabbi claims in the Divrei Ribos, where they had the correspondence back, he says that it'll happen Afkamina in Choshe Mishpat also halacha l'maaseh. So Shavuos made the mikzvahs by halvor. Most of the Rishonim do not hold like that. Tosfos, that gigantic Tosfos in Bava Kamma assumes not so, and the Balamor in Bava Metzia and Daptai Zayin assumes not so. They assume that there's no difference halacha l'maaseh regarding Shavuos made the mikzvahs by halvor. The whole machlokes between Rami Bar Chama and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, all the Amoraim, all the Tanoim, the whole issue in whether you say here parshas or not, it'll happen afkamina for the details of moedim and mixes by Shavuos Hashomer, but there's not going to be a difference halacha l'maaseh by moedim and mixes by halvor. So the original again, so the original machlokes Tanoim and Amoraim, is there such a tradition or not? The idea of Parsha is Kosov Khan. The original Machlokes appears in Baba Kam and Baba Metzia. Rashi tells you with respect to some problematic issue. Rashi over here tells you his interpretation of the Gemara, which is not at all accepted. La Locha doesn't accept Rashi, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept Rashi. That a Kofa hackled by a Din Torah of Sherman was five Shvuot Daraisa. That's a Rashi Shita. Rashi says it here, and he says it in Baba Kam, and he says it in other places as well. So Rashi Shita we have not to accept. But there is some kind of machlokes hatanoim there when you say you're a parsha. So the Gemara suggests over here, although a mamatzino is not going to work over here, you can't just say mamatzino b'gzelus achavolus that you need shloshes smuchim hu adinami hadoas valvos. There's no mamatzino. There's room to dingzach over here. You can't carry it over. But if you have a tradition that you're a parsha is kosev kan, that the Sukim that appear in the Parsha Shomrim. The Parsha Shomrim happens to be speaking about Gzelus. How do you know? Because it says, Ashalo Shalach Yad B'Melechus Reyehu. That's what Rashi says. If you Shalach Yad, Hainu Gzelus. There's an issue between the Mafkid and the Shomer. Was he Shalach Yad or not? So that's the topic of Gzelus. Shalach Yad B'Pikodin is a Gazlan. So you don't say Mamatzino, but you say Ira Parshias. The psukim that appear in the Parsha Shomrim, even though on our own we wouldn't have said that it should apply hu adinami to halva malva loyve to hoidos malvas, but if you have such a tradition that here Parsha is kasev kan, that the psukim that appear here apply not only here but also apply to in case of talvas ami, so then you're saying that you need shloshes smuchim min haTorah by hoidos malvas also, and if you hold any your Parsha is kasev kan, so the Gemara seems to say there's no way in the world to take the din of Shloshes Smuchim over here that's written by Gzelus Achavolos and carry it over to Hayduas Malvois. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. The long Tosfos Divrei HaKoyel makes a suggestion, and not necessarily so. Could be the Gemara didn't really mean that there's only one way in the world to carry over the dinim from Gzelus Achavolos to Hayduas Malvois, only if you hold the year of Parshias. Tosfos points out that you have Rav Chanina's pasuk. Rav Chanina is an Amora commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the fourth parak, Yechad Dinim Amos, Yechad Dinim Nefashis, B'Drisha V'Hakira. That you need, even though the psukim that require Drisha V'Hakira only appear a chumash in connection with Dinim Nefashis, Drisha V'Hakira means you have to interrogate the witnesses. They say a story that Reuven killed Shimon, and they describe the whole story. And then you have to ask him exactly when did it happen and where did it happen. What's the difference? When did it happen? Where did it happen? There are some days in the year when Ritzicha is Mutter. Or they say the roof borrowed $100,000 from Shimon. So what's the difference? When it happened? But maybe it does make a difference. If he's smoking a cigar on Shabbos, maybe it may or may not be a Kamele B'Dirab Mineh. Okay, so they ask him, did it happen on Shabbos? He says, no, it didn't happen on Shabbos. Finished. That's the end of the story. So what's the difference whether it happened on Sunday or Monday or Labor Day? What's the difference? What day of the week? Whether nighttime, daytime? But that's halacha. You learn that from the psukim. You have to have drisha v'chakira. You have to ask beiz hamakom and beiz hazman. The seven questions. So the original psukim that required drisha v'chakira, the darashta, the chakarta, the sha'alta, all the psukim appear only in the context of dini nefashis. There's no pasuk in the parsha of dini mamonis. So the Mishnah says, nonetheless, I carry over the requirement for drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira is carried over from nefashis to mamonis. Based on the Hekish that says Mishpatechad Yelachem, all the cases are treated the same. So what do you mean all the cases are treated the same? Just like, so too, just like in the Fashas, we have Sukkim that require Drisha V'Hakira, the seven Hakiras, so too all cases are treated the same. All cases are Mamanis, also need Drisha V'Hakira. So Tosfos raises that. And then Rabbi Hanina comments on the Rabbanan, they made a takana that Bizman Hazeh, you don't need Drisha V'Hakira in some cases. And Hoidos Balbos, you don't need Rishva Hakira. Zelos or Habalos, you still do. We'll get the Taisus on Shalotin Aldelos as two pshatim about them. When they did away with the need for Rishva Hakira, and Diri Maman is that they only do away with the need in Hoidos Balbos, that they do away with the need for Rishva Hakira, even in Zelos or Habalos. Okay, that's, we'll get to that detailed discussion in Taisus over here. So the Gemara said, so the Mishnah says, really, it's not Reb Chanina, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishpadecha Yelachem is a hekish that tells you to treat all the cases, all the dinatari the same. So Tosfos suggests maybe I can derive the requirement for Shloshes Smuchim and Hoidos Valvois from that hekish. It says Mishpadecha Yelachem, all dinatari should be treated the same. So the pasuk only means to say that dinim mamonah should be treated the same as dinim nefashis. Wouldn't it make more sense to say that all dinim mamonah should be treated the same? Mishpadecha Yelachem, mishpat. All dinim mamonah should be treated the same. So just like zelus achavolus nishloshes smuchim, so too hadolus avosh nishloshes smuchim. So Tosfos raises such a possibility. They say they don't think that it's correct because mishpatecha yelachem is the pasuk that appears immediately following the pasuk Tosfos quotes it in Vayikra chapter Chav Dalet where it says maki nevish beimir shalmen and maki adam yumas. So that pasuk immediately preceding this pasuk of mishpatecha speaks about mamonis and nefoshes. Maka nevis ben yisham meni means am mazik mamach averes chayv v'shalem. Maka adam yumas is din and nefoshes. The Gemara says maka adam yumas doesn't go on ritzicha because it doesn't say maka adam v'ameis. It goes on maka avi v'imo. If you chayvel ba avi v'imo, you chayv nis. Whatever, it does make a difference. It says yumas. So one half of the pasuk is talking about yisham mena. One part half of the second half of the pasuk is talking about yumas. That there's an onish misa. And the immediate next pasuk says Mishpatechad Yolachem. So Tosfos says maybe Mishpatechad Yolachem only tells you to equate it to Hekish, only tells you to equate Mominus with Nefashis. Maybe it doesn't come to equate all Dini Mominus cases to each other. Maybe the need for three Smuchim that appears in the Parsha of Shemachina, which is speaking about Gzeilus, because it's talking about Sheilech Yabit Bikotin. That's Gzeilus. And maybe that need is restricted only to Gzeilus or Chavos. Maybe the Mishpatecha Yolachem. Maybe yeah, maybe no. This is not so sure. They say the Mishnah only says Mishpatecha Yolachem to equate Mominus with Nefashis. It doesn't necessarily follow that you have a, maybe it's a Kalvachimer, maybe it's not a Kalvachimer. They're not sure. So they say there is a possibility that I should require Shloshes Smuchim by Hodos Vahavos, even if you don't accept Irav Parshis. Halacha L'maisa, we do accept Irav Parshis. Halacha L'maisa, we do accept Irav Parshis. So we should really require Shlosh in the Kanta, in the Machlokes, Rami Bachoma with Rabbi Yechanan, with Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef there, and Baba Kama Bar Metzia. So we do accept Irav Parshis. We don't require three animals in order to have a Shvos Hashem. If you have two animals, is enough. So if you accept the Irav Parshis, then for sure it should follow that you require Shloshes Smuchim in HaTorah by Hodos V'Halvos. So the Gemara says, so what's going on in the Mishnah? We read the Mishnah, Dini Mamon is B'Shloisha, that you need Shloshes Hadyotas to be done Hodos V'Halvos. Zelos Achvalos B'Shloisha, you need a different Shloshes. You need Shloshes Smuchim. So the Gemara says, how did you arrive at such a conclusion? That Hoidos Valvois requires Shlosho Hedyotos. You need three, a bezna of three, but they don't have to have smicha, they can be Hedyotos as well. The Gemara asked me, Manavshav, if you hold from the Irav Parshios, as Tosfos says, if you hold from the Mishpatecha Yolachem, if you hold from a Hekish or this Halacha L'Moshe Misina of Irav Parshios, then you should carry over that you need Shlosho Smuchim. How did you only carry over Lachatsoin, the Shlosho Hedyotos? And if you don't hold from the Irav Parshios, and you don't hold from the Mishpatecha Yolachem, so there's no Mamotzinu, so there's no way to carry anything over. So Chad Nami Kosher. So why do you say that you need Shloisha? Unless you say the Shloisha is only Lachatchila. Al Tehid Don Yechidi Shen Don Yechidi Ela Echad. But for the Yeved, Shnaim Shadona would be good, because Mikra Adin Derais Chad Nami Kosher. Yeah, but the problem is Rabbi Bo doesn't say like that. Rabbi Bo is the one who says Shnaim Shadonu ain't the name din. So how could it be Shnaim Shadonu ain't the name din? If the whole need for Shlosha is only with the Rabbanon, L'chatchila, Al Tehidon Yechidi, She ain't Don Yechidi Al Echad. And Tosfos explains, Shema Yitta. We're afraid Shem or Yitta. That's the Tesis on Ha'amid Aleph, where they quote from Pirkei Avos, Shem or Yitta. So why should it be Shnayim Shadon or Eindin Eindin? So the Gemara explains that Li'olam, you really need Shloshes Smuchim in HaTorah by Hoidos Valvo, same as in Zelos Lachavos. Either because of your parshios, or because of the way Tesis suggested, because of the Hekish Mishpatech Yelachem, one way or the other. So you need Minatar, you need Shloshes Smuchim. But just like they made a Takana de Rabbanon with respect to Drisha B'Hakira, that they did away with the need for Drisha B'Hakira in Didi Mominis, maybe only in Hodos Avos, maybe even in Zelos Achavos, those are the two pshat in the Tesis. So just like they did away with the need for Drisha B'Hakira, based on what? Based on a Takana de Rabbanon, Alpi Pashtas. What's a Takana de Rabbanon? Because Shalotin Adelus Bifnei Lovin. If you're going to require that the witnesses should remember this man in the Makom, you'll never be able to have any witnesses. Each guy's supposed to remember, I was watching when he lent him $20 on the base medish. It was before the summer. It was after Pesach, but it was before the summer. Which day of the week it was, morning, afternoon, that much I don't remember. Before the summer, after Pesach. How are you going to remember? No one's ever going to remember. Everyone's going to keep records of every halvor that they see. Who has time to keep all these records? So the Gemara says, if you're going to insist on Drisha V'Chakira, people are just not going to be kind enough to lend money to each other. Kadesh Lotelus Bifnei Lovin, for the same consideration that Rab Chanin explained, what prompted the Chachamim to introduce Lichusayu, what prompted the Chachamim to allow to make a din Torah without Drisha V'Chakira, so he says, for the same consideration they introduced over here the Kula, that you don't need Smuchim. If you're going to require all the time a Bezdam Shloshes Smuchim, so it's going to be a headache. So who's going to want to lend money in the first place? And if there's going to be a hassle later on, I'll have to go to Bezdam Shloshes Smuchim. It's going to be a pain in the neck. So people won't want to lend any money. So they made a Kula Midi Rabban or Kadesh Lotan on Dels Bifnei Lovin to do away with the need for the Smuchim. So that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. That's the way the Gemara reads. So we mentioned the problem with the Rambam. The Gemara says that not all the Amoraim agree with Rabbi Abbo. Rabbi Abbo insists Shnaim Shadonu Dini Mominis. He's talking about Hodos Malvus. Shnaim Shadonu the Divrei Hakol Ein Din Ein Din. What does it mean the Divrei Hakol? What does it mean the Divrei Hakol? Rashi says that there's a brisa on Davov where the Gemara quotes here at the bottom of Hamad Beis. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta with the name of a Tana, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Hadin b'shloisha u'pshara b'shnayim. The other kach apshar mekach adin. Shnayim shadano baladin michalam lachse behem. Shnayim shalos apshara ein baladin michalam lachse behem. So the brisa quotes Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says shnayim shadano ein din ein din. It's not a valid psak. If the baladin want to back out, they can back out and go to a different. Either party can go to a different bezin. So shnayim shadano ein din ein din. So the question is that only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion? Or did the Chachamim disagree? So that's the Gemara's question. If they tell me, Pligi Rabbanan, Alei, Rav Shimon Aliel, do the other Tanoim disagree, or did they not disagree? So that's the question. So Rabbi Abbo jumps in and he says, the Divrei Hakol. This part of the Braisa that Rav Shimon Aliel states in the Tosefta, the Shnayim Shadon, Ein Din, Ein Din, there's no dispute. All the Tanoim agree that it's Ein Din, Ein Din. Okay? And then Shmuel doesn't agree. Shmuel, about 10 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes Shmuel says, Shnayim Shadonu Din Ein Din. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Ein Din Ein Din. And it's Tosefta. We don't hold like that. We don't accept Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. We pass in the Ein Din. So the Gemara says, on Gimel Amud Aleph, what is the issue? What is it hinge on? The Gemara says, it depends. Where's your starting point? The story begins with Gzelos HaChavodos, that Dini Shloshes Smuchim. The question is, does that carry over somehow to Hadoas V'Havoas Anad? So if you say Irif Parshias Kasav Khan, or if you say like Tesis suggested, Mishpatecha Yelachem, a Hekish, so then it carries over. So Minatari Nishloshes Smuchim by Hodos Mahalvois as well. And it's only a takanim with the rabbanon that you say shlichus tayit. Maybe works menater, maybe works with the rabbanon. Separate machloek the tesis in the Rashba. But they made a takana to say shlichus tayit that they relieved us of the need for smuchim, but they never relieved us of the need for shlosha. So then you're left with the din. The shnayim shadanu ein the name din. That's the din deraisa. The din deraisa you need shlosha smuchim. And they were makel to say shlichus tayit. The shlosha had yaitis would be good. But less than that, there's no din deraisa. There's no din derabbanan. So shnayim shadanu ein the name din. That's Reb Abo. And Shmuel who says, the Shnaim Shadon, Shmuel claims that Rov HaTanayim disagree with Reb Shimon Gamliel and that Tosefta on wherever we started to read there on Daf Hamad Beis on the bottom, on the bottom of Daf Hamad Beis. So Shmuel thinks that Minatari don't carry over the need for Shloshes Smuchim. Shmuel holds Minatari Rabbi Hoidos Alvois Chadnami Kosher. Chadnami Kosher. And it's only with the Rabbanon that you need Shloshes. Alti Don Yechidish and Don Yechid Ela Echod Zereshem Neyitah. So that's only in the Chatzchila, but yeah, the Shnayim Shadana would be denamed it. That's how the Gemara says it's Tovi Zebizeh. So he mentioned that the Keset Mishnah has a problem with the Rambam. Keset Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, who has a problem with the Rambam. There are two problematic Rambams. In the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes the whole story of Smicha, that in order to be done, you have to have smicha. And then they made a takana with the Rabbanon that we say, shlichasai kovdina. So you can even be done without smicha. And anan shlichasai de kamoi kovdina. The Gemara Gemara shlichasai, the Chachamim and Bovel were functioning as the shluchim of the smochim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara said, there's nobody in the world who has any smicha, so shlichasai de kamoi kovdina. So the Rambam quotes the din of Shlichus Tayu in Perek Hay in Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Ches. The Rambam writes Lefichach Donim Hoidos Valvos Koyitz Mem Chutz Lord. Afal Pi Shein Bezin Shal Chutz Lord Elohim. They don't have smicha. Nonetheless, Shlichus Bezin Shal Eretz Yisrael Osim. We say Shlichus Tayu to allow us to be done Hoidos Valvos. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Kasha from the Ramach. The Ramach has a running. Not a running commentary, has running hasot like the Rabbi, basically not a commentary. Once in a long while, the Rabbi gives a comment on the Rambam. He explains what the Rambam means. Usually, he pops him over the head. So the Rabbi has hasogas a Rabbi. So the Ramach was around the same time. He has hasogas a Ramach on the Rambam. So on the hasogas a Ramach, in the hasogas a Ramach, he has the kasha on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam require Shlichus Tayu? If the Rambam paskins Midaraisa Chadnami Kosher, he says so in Perek Beis in Hilchus Sanhedrin earlier, two pages earlier. He says that in Hoidos Alvois, Midaraisa Chadnami Kosher. It's only Midarabonim that you need three, Alti Don Yechidi. So if Midaraisa Chadnami Kosher, so what do you need a Samuch? The Gemara says it's Toli Zebizeh. If you derive Hoidos Malvois from Gzelos Malvois, then you need Shloshes Smuchim. If the Rambam holds Chad Nami Kosher, so should be Chad Hedyot. You shouldn't need a Samach. So if you don't need a Samach, what do you need Shlichus Tayu for? So he says, with Tzorachin. That's what he ends up. With Tzorachin, it doesn't know what the Rambam, a 10-line Hasogah. He says, it doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. There's many Hasogahs. The Rambam has Hasogahs on the whole Rambam, from the beginning to the end. All the Sifri HaRambam Yadosai. So this was one Kasher that the Kes Mishnah quotes. Then at the end of Perek Beis, there's another problem in Eyeh Bey within the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mideraisa Echad Nami Kosher. Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Rambam says, Muta Leechad Lodun Min Atar Shenema B'Tzedek Tishpatam Yisecho. Says the Gemara quotes, Ravach Beid Rabiko Amar. Echad Nami Kosher Mideraisa because B'Tzedek Tishpatam Yisecho. So the Rambam quotes, B'Tzedek Tishpatam Yisecho. But it's only midirabbanan achayiyu shlosha. We require three. And then he says, the shnayim shadanu ain't named in. So that's against the Gemara. That's the long, there the Keset Mishnah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, which is longer than the Ramach, a long hasoge. And he says, the Rashbo, yes, he doesn't understand. The Ramam is against the Gemara. The Gemara beferish. If he carry over from Zelus Machabalus to Hagos Malbos, he should carry over shlosha smuchim. So you shouldn't say Chad Nami Kosher. If the Rama holds Chad Nami Kosher, so you shouldn't eat smuchim. That's the kasher that the Ramach has. And how can he say the shnayim shadana ain't the same din? The Gemara says that it's totally zebezeh. If the din is min haTorah that chad nami kosher, so the whole need for shlosha is only lachatzilim of the rabbanim. But the evidence you can't say possible. That's how the Gemara says totally zebezeh. So what's going on in the Rambam? That's the Kesher Mishnah's problem. So we already said over the Arsameach. Just pointed out, you see that the Rambam's opinion clearly is that the Raisa Chad, where did he get it from is the question, but the Rambam thinks that the Raisa Chad Nami Kosher, the Chad has to be a Somo. The Gemara says if you hold Chad Nami Kosher, it doesn't have to be a Somo. That's the way we read the Gemara. So the Rambam apparently understood the question is where did he get it from? The Rambam holds when the Raisa Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Chad who is a Somo. So Bizman is there, we don't have any somuch. So the Rambam says our ability to be done, Haidois Valvois, Bizman is there, is based on Shlichusai, because we don't have any somuch. And then when the Rambam says Shnaim Shadonu ain't the name din, so the Yosameach has to kvetch a little bit. This is already not so glad. So he says Shnaim Shadonu ain't the name din is only because you're dealing with Hadyotas. The Hadyot that doesn't have smicha has no right to be done. The derais achad nami kasha has to be achad somo. So the ability of a head yod to be done is only based on shlichusai. That's what the Rambam wrote in Perek Dalet. So then the Arsameach Hadzan, the Rambam understood you only apply shlichusayu if it's, let's say I appoint you as a shliach to buy a house for me. So the shayla is how much am I prepared to pay for the house? I say go up until $1 million, not past it. So you agree to buy the house for $5 million and you make the kinyonim on behalf of me, the mishalech. Then I find out I'm ready to get a heart attack. I don't need me. I said I'm only prepared to pay up until $500,000. Well, you agree to $5 million. So the Gemara says shliach shishina b'shlichus. So it's not foul. Let's say I give kesef kiddush and give a ring to the shliach and I tell him b'mekadosh me one of these five girls. Then he picks a different girl and comes in a different girl, a Chinese girl. I wanted one of these girls. Wait, what do you get me, a Chinese? So shliach shishina b'shlichus says any mekudeshes. If the shliach doesn't follow the instructions of the mishaleach, so you don't say shluchos shalom k'mos. So here we pointed out from the Chasam Sofer with the Chiddush Aran that shlichusai k'abdina really doesn't mean shlichus. What do you mean a kohen is going to make a non kohen a shliach to duchen for him and to be makor kabbonis for him? How can the somuch appoint a non somuch as a shliach to be done for him? And if the Mishalech died, so the Shlichus is still here. All the Smuchim died already. So how can the Shlichus still be Kayim? If the Mishalech died, so that's the end of the Shlichus. So we explained that it's not really Shlichus, but it's a little bit. The Gemara calls it Shlichusai. So that's what the Asameach uses an expression. If you have a Shliach, Shishina b'Shlichusai. If the Mishalech, the Smuchim, the Kamoi, the Smuchim from years ago, from the days of the Gemara, authorized us to be damned as manazeh, if we'll put together a bezn of shlosha. They warned us, al tihi don yichidi, shen don yichidi el echad. They told us we shouldn't be don yichidi. So if you go ahead and we're going to be don yichidi, so we don't have any smicha. So our ability to be done hoidos valvos bezmanazeh is based on shlichusayu, the Rambam said. So if the Chachamim told us, but you better not be don yichidi, so that's a shlich shishin and bishlichusoy. So the kihai gavna, we have no right to be done. That's what the Arsameach said. When the Rambam said, it's a little bit of a kvetch. When the Rambam says shnaim shadano ain't the name din, it only means shnei hadyoita shadano ain't the name din. If it would have been shnei smuchim shadano, it would have been good, because medarais achad nami kosher, one somuch can be done. Even though lachatzili in each shlosh al tiydan yichidi, but you're not going to passel by the evidence because they violated the din lachatzili in the Mishnah and Perkei Avos. But if you're dealing with shnei hadyoita shadano, so how does a hadyid have a right to be done at all? So the Rambam said, based on shlichusayu. So that's already, if it's shlichusayu, so as long as if they're mishane, in one of the points that the mishaleach told the shliach to be careful about, if the shliach is mishane, so it's a shliach shishina b'shlichusa, so the whole shlichus doesn't get off the ground. So that's what I mentioned. Rav Soloveitchik said that shtickle from the Arsameach, that's beferish in the Rambam, in Perek Chof Beis. The Rambam repeats the din. Shnaim shadonu ain't the name din. It says shnei hadyoita shadonu. It doesn't say shnaim shadonu. You see from the mashmos of the Rambam and Perek Chof Beis that if it would have been shnei smuchim shadonu, it would have been the name din. That's the Rambam Perek Chof Beis halacha vav in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Shnei hadyoita shadonu ain't the name din. Mashma shnei smuchim shadonu is the name din. So that part of the Yosameach that sounds a little bit like a kvetch. That's mefurish in the Rambam. So, the Arsameach pshat seems to be a correct pshat. That seems to be the Rambam Shita. That's why the Rambam needs Shlichus Tayu, because the old Chad Nami Kosher is a Chad Hedyot, is a Chad Samuch. The Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Samuch. And that's why whole Shnaim Shadona in the name Dinah said Shnei Hedyot, because the Ki Hai Gavne, since they violated Allah Hatchila, so the Mele, you have no right to apply the principle of Shlichus Tayu Ko Avdina. This last part of the Osameach, this is very crucial. Let's say there are other points in the procedure of the Bezdin, other things that Bezdin is supposed to be careful about. Let's say Bezdin is in violation of one of the procedural issues. So you're going to say, even if the Din Torah is one of Hadas Valvos, the Rambam Shita is, they only have a right to be Dan Hadas Valvos based on Shlichus Tayu. So if the Bezdin violates any Lechatzila, they're knocked out. There's no Shlichus Tayu. According to the way the Osamech interprets in the Rambam, the Shliach Shishinim B'Shlichus Tayu. You know, in Eretz Yisrael they have special Bechinas for Dayanut. So years ago, I don't know now, years ago they used to have the fellow who used to make up the Bechina for Dayanut was a Shia genius. He was a Meir Dikki, he spent a year here in the Yeshiva, Ablazer Shapir. So he used to ask always trick questions that no one knew the answers to. So this is one of the, he didn't want anybody to pass. Because they had too many dayanim, they couldn't give out jobs to the people. So he used to give chinas that no one, it wasn't shaykh, anyone should pass. So this is one of the questions that they once asked on one of the chinas for dayanim. What's the din if a bezdin violated, if a bezdin did imam and has violated one of the dinim just lachatchila? It's only lachatchila, so the yevid it's good. So he wanted them to know this whole osameach. That the osameach says in the Rambam that if you're dealing with a case where you need Shlichus Tayu. If you need Shlichus Tayu, so any time you violate one strike and you're out. Any time you violate any lechatchila, that if there would have been a bezin smuchim, it would have been good for the yevet. It's only the only violation of a lechatchila. But if they're not smuchim, and their ability to be done rests on Shlichus Tayu, so shliach shishinim b'shlichuso, you kick them out. There's no, the psak is no good. There's no Shlichus Tayu. He's okay? No, but if he's a samuch, okay. There is a violation. So that's the din. But he's samuch. If he's samuch, so he don't need shlichus tayu. If he has smicha, he don't need shlichus tayu. But if he doesn't, his manah then nobody has any smicha. So everybody's according to the Rambam. Rambam's chiddush that chad nami kosher by hadoras vavoras has to be a chad samuch. That's what the Rambam holds. So the Osamech had it on. That explains this Rambam by the Shnayim Shadona. Anytime the non-smuchim are being done, they're relying on Shlichusai. So Shlich, Shishinu B'Shlichusai, knocks off the whole Shlichusai. Cancels the whole Shlichusai.
All the Shlichusai,
that's what he's raising a possibility. Yep. That's what he's interpreting in this Rambam. He says, In this Rambam, they don't apply the Shlichus Tayu. I don't know, let's say I appoint the Shlich to be Machish, Trumas, and Maestris, and then the Shlich was Torim, Shaloi, and Amukav. It's supposed to be Torim, and everything is all together. So if you're Machish, from what I have in one room, I'm going to have in another city, in a different room or something, that's Shaloi, and Amukav. So the Chatzili, you're not allowed to do that, and Bidi Yevid Itzchal. So what if the Shliach was in violation of that Din Lechatzili? Would you say that the whole Shlichus is not Chal? Because he violated a Din Lechatzili. I don't know. You have to judge. Shliach Shishinim B'Shlichus means that he violated the wishes of the Mishaleach. Here, the Mishaleach, so to speak, is the Smuchim, the Kamoi, the Smuchim who lived 2,000 years ago. The Smuchim from 1,500 years ago. They're the Kamoi. And they wanted everybody to be Al Tehidon Yechidi. Shindon Yechidi Alecha. This was the wishes of the. They give everybody permission to be done bizman hazesh lichusayu, but they want us all to conform to the rules and regulations in the Mishnah. I don't know, can you say the Mishaleach was makpid on the mukav, or it's just the Torah is makpid on the mukav? Maybe the Balabais was not makpid on the mukav. Maybe he doesn't care. You always have to judge what was the intention of the Mishaleach. Was the Mishaleach makpid on that lachatzilah? Anyway, this seems to be the Rambam Shita. So then the Osamech just points out, you know, the Rambam is against the Gemara. Rambam is beferish against the Gemara. He says the Rabbeinu Chananon, has half of the Rambam in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Gemara says here, about 10 lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Abracha beidir avikom and bederais achad nami kosher. Shenema betzerek tish betam yisecha. Ela mishum yoshvei koronois. Ela mishum yoshvei koronois. So how do we read the Gemara? When you say the, when you finish the Masechta, so you say, Modim anachnu aloch al shesam tachokenu miyoshvei beis meresh lo sam tachokenu miyoshvei koronois. Who are the yoshvei koronois? Here on the corner of 185th and Audubon, they sit and they play cards and they play. There's the Yoshvei Kronos. People who sit on the corner, they have nothing to do. They look at the girls walk by, they listen to the music, they're playing cards, whatever they're doing over there. So that's the Yoshvei Kronos, people who waste all their time. So Rabbi Ahmed Rabika says, how does Rashi learn? Minator achad nami kosher achad hedyot. Means it doesn't have to have smicha. He has to be learned though. If he doesn't know the halachas, how can he pass it? He has to be a learned person, but he doesn't have to have smicha. If you have a learned person, if you don't have to have smicha, if you have to have smicha, because you have a standard. Every yeshiva has their own standard. So at least he passed, and he got something. He passed some exams and he got smicha. If chad nami kosher, chad hedyo, then Tom, Dick, and Harry can say, I'm the God Lador. He doesn't have to have any documents, he doesn't have to have any certificate that he's a summer. So the Gemara says, why did they make a takana de Rabbana requiring shlosha hedyotos? Mishum yoshvei kronos. You got these guys who sit on the corner. They don't know how to learn at all. As opposed to the yoshvei beis hamedrash, these people are yoshvei kronos. So you, a person will crack himself up to be the God of Lador and he'll be done and be the mominus. So he won't know what he's talking about. So they required three. Craig the Gemara, and if you're going to have three, ought to be plus and you'll have yoshvei kronos. And if you'll require a bezin of three, so you don't think that some of them will be Yoshvei Kronos, some of them will be some of them will think that they're the world's greatest genius. Mara says, alright, maybe one of them will think that he's so such a genius, but if you pick three people who seem to be learned individuals, and some one of them will know how to learn, Mistama, he'll be able to convince the other two as to what the correct thing is. Mistama, so a questionable assumption. So that's what the Gemara makes an assumption. So that's why Rashi reads the Gemara. Yoshvei Kronos means the people that sit on the corner and they play cards all day long, as opposed to the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. And the Yoshvei Kronos means if Chad Nami Kosher means a Chad Hedyot, he doesn't even have to have any smicha. So we're concerned him. They'd be stamina amorot. So that's why they required Shlosha. I'd be Shlosha, he'd probably still have the amorot, but at least one of them will probably know a little bit how to learn, and they'll be able to figure out what the din is. The Rabbeinu Hanano gives a different translation for Yoshvei Kronos. Instead of saying Yoshvei Kronos means the people who sit on the corner and they play cards all day long, he says the people who live in the corners of the earth where there are no smuchim. And the favorf in the corners of the earth, Mishum Yoshvei Medinoi, Shein Behem Mumchim, his Kinu Shlosha. So the Rabbeinu Hanan has like the Rambam. The Midrash Achad Nami Kosher, but Tzedek Tish B'Tami Secho, fine, it has to be Achad Samuch. It has to be Achad Samuch. So Mishum Yoshvei Kronos, and made a takone that you can do. That's not the way, the whole Gemara doesn't read like that. The way we have the gears in the Gemara is explaining why did they elevate it to three? Why did they change the number one to three? If Midrash Achad Nami Kosher, why did they change it to three? Rabbeinu Hananel is learning differently. Midrashah, the din was you need one samuch, and midrabbana they changed it to shlosha hedyotos. And why did they change it? Why don't you leave an achad samuch? So the answer was because there are people, there are Jews who live all over the world and far away medinas arachoikas where nobody has any smicha, so you won't be able to have a din turn in the medinas arachoikas and yosh v'karnas ha'olam, yosh v'karnas ha'tevel. So that's why they made a takana de Rabbanon that three hedyotis can substitute for a chatzama. So the Rabbeinu Hanana must have had up to a different, either a different girsa or the same girsa, and he read it differently, whatever. So that's what the Or Sameach says. That the Rambam had this. Rambam usually follows the Rif, and the Rif and Rabbeinu Hanana, they're often identical. So the Rambam had this other tradition that the chad nami kosher means the chad samuch. The question is, how are you supposed to understand this? What do you mean chad samuch? When we have a shaila in Vasa b'cholav and yalav yavoy and hilcha Shabbos. We go ask someone with smicha. The smicha that we have is imitation smicha. So you don't need smicha. Why all of a sudden now do you need smicha? So the pashtos one could have said is that midrash achad nami kosher is that that's also a bezin. Smicha is a din of bezin. And there are three different kinds of bezin. There's a bezin of 71, then there's a bezin of 23, then there's a bezin of 3, and then there's a bezin of 1. There are four kinds of batei dinim, four brands of bezin. Sometimes the halacha requires a bezin of 71, and sometimes it's sufficient with a bezin of 23. The Mishnah is going to go through all the various cases, and sometimes you need a bezin of 3, namely by Gzeilus Vachavoldus, you need a bezin of Shloshes Smuchim. And sometimes you need a bezin of chad nami kasha, but it's a din of a bezin. Chad nami kasha means that it's a din of a bezin. Smicha is true a din of bezin, but this is a form of bezin. Yeah, this would have been an interesting shot. The Rambam happens not to hold like that. The Rambam writes explicitly in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, Afal pi shein bezin pachas mishloisha. To constitute a bezin, you need a minimum of 3 dayanim. It's not called a bezin if it's chad. He says, even though less than 3 is not a bezdin, nonetheless, muta le'echod lodem natar shenema b'tzedek tishpatam yisecho. But he says it's not a bezdin. Then he repeats it. Then he repeats it. Where does he repeat it again? The Rambam repeats this again later on, where he emphasizes that a chad nami kosher is not a bezin. Where is that Rambam? Okay. The end of Perakei, yeah, and Hilchos Sanhedrin. Delei Falach and Perakei. He says yochid can be done sometimes. But he says, nonetheless, even though the yochid can be done, ein ha'haydo b'fanav chashuva ha'haydo b'bezin. Afilu ha'yisamuch. Even if the yochid is a chad samuch, sounds like the Rambam holds chad nami kosher is samuch. Sounds the feirish. And terekei alochi yutches in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Even though chad samuch can be done, but if the baldin is moedan, there's a din of ha'ydoaz baldin kimeyu edim dami. Ha'ydoaz baldin doesn't have to be b'fnei bezin. Ha'ydoaz baldin chutzul bezin is also good. But somehow the Rambam is alluding to some kind of an adifus. All the Noisei Kalim break their heads, they're not sure what he's referring to. So some kind of an adifus, if the Haidor was made in the presence of Bezin, that's a stronger Haidor's Baldin than a Haidor made Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. So the Rambam says, what if the Baldin makes a Haidor's Baldin in the presence of a Chad Nami Kosher? This is even if the Chad is a Samoch, and that's the bona fide Chad Nami Kosher on the level of their Eise, and Haidor Bifanu Chashuva Haidor Bezin. Because chad nami kosher means it's like hayruah sisa lehetta. It's not a bezin. That's what he wrote here in Perek Beis. Afal pi shein bezin pachas mishloisha. Nonetheless, muta lechad lodem menater. That's Perek Beis halacha yud. The Ktzais points this out. The Ktzais and Sivis point out these Rambams. The Rambam sheet is chad nami kosher is not a din bezin. It's not that there are four brands of a bezin. There's a bezin of 71, a bezin of 23, a bezin of 3, and then a fourth bezin of chad. No, chad is like a yavashayla, talamotu shayla, vasa b'cholav shayla. So yes, the rabbi gives a paskin, so this is also a psak, but it's not a din bezin. Bezin has to be 3. Tosfos has two opinions about this. This is a diun in Tosfos. Here the Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis poses a problem. They quote from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Memvov. This long Tosfos Dibri Hakol. Quotes from Yevamos Memvov and Beis where Rabbi Yochanan has a memory. It's interesting in the earlier, you don't find really early sources for this, that a gear has to be megayir in the presence of a bezin. You get the impression as if Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was mechadish. Before the days of Rabbi Yochanan, there was no such din. They didn't know the din, whatever. But the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan's memory. That a ger, habol, his gayer, has to convert in the presence of a bezin. Mummy has to convert. The bris milah has to be in the presence of a bezin. The tefillah in the mikvah has to be in the presence of a bezin. The kabbalas on mitzvahs has to be, or all three, or some of them. That's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. How much, to what extent is the bezin me'akev at which stages? The kabbalas on mitzvahs for sure has to be b'snei bezin. Shabbos, what about the tefillah in the mikveh? Is that li'kuvah? The bris is lechatchilu should be b'snei bezin. But yeah, the bezin is not me'akev by the bris. And by the tefillah, that's a sfeika d'dinah. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes a sfeika d'dinah, whether the bezin is me'akev by the tefillah in the mikveh. That's an issue by women. That's a woman converts, so what are you going to have the bezin? The person that goes to the mikveh can't wear any clothes. You're going to have a chatzitzah. So what do you mean? A bezin of three men? You can't have a bezin of three women. You have a bezin of three men, so the men are going to stand and watch where the woman is tefillah in the mikveh. It's not that fair. So many tzaddikim throughout all the generations used to make a bezin of shlosha rabbanon. They would stand outside of the mikveh, and they would have the mikveh lady take the giyores, the woman who is the candidate for conversion, into the mikveh under their supervision. They would tell the mikveh lady what to do, and they would take a word for it that she did it. And others insisted that that's not acceptable, that you have to have the bezin has to be in the room. The woman should wear a robe, and they should have a sheet on top of the mikveh with a hole in the top, and only her head sticks out. The mikveh lady should check that she doesn't have any chatzitzas on her body, but the bezin should be in the room, in the cheder hatfilah, when the woman is being tovelas. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether the bezin is li'ikuveh at the time of the tefillah. If the bezin didn't actually see the tefillah, is a good. So Rav Moshe writes, he thinks that that's a sfeika d'dinah, that someone who converted like that, and the bezin, there were many tzaddikim. This is not a modern shaila. This is a shaila from the last 2,000 years, so in the days of Rabbi Yechanan, the last 1,500 years, this shaila has been around. When bezin is megayer a woman, do we insist the bezin has to be in the room, see the way the person is tovel in the mikveh, or no? Even if the bezin is outside, it's also good. So some one opinion in Rishonim is that the bezin is only likuv on the kabbalas on mitzvah. You don't need a bezin lechatchila. You need a bezin gemara. The bezin should watch where the person is tevel mikveh, but it wouldn't be miakev at all. And other Rishonim hold no, it's likuv not only in the kabbalas on mitzvah, it's likuv on the tefillah as well. And there's a third sheet that's likuv on the meal also, but that we don't accept. So that's a detailed question. It's an important detail, likuv. But that's a detailed question. At which point in the Geirah do we require the bezin? But Rabbi Yechanan derives from the pasuk Geirah Shlosha Mishpat Ksivdei. There is some pasuk in the Chumash or another that different suggestions. And where is the pasuk? The pasuk comes up with a few different suggestions. Rabbi Yechanan never says explicitly which pasuk. Where does it say in the pasuk the word Mishpat in connection with Kabbalah's Geirah? The pasuk Deren Yevamos has different suggestions. But whatever it is, it's a din. And we assume that it's li'kuva, at least on the kabbalas on mitzvahs. Gerto ha'shlosh and mishpat ksidbe. So Tosfos Frekta Kasha, mishpat ksidbe means that kabbalas geirus is treated like dini mamonis. Just like mishpat, just like a din pera dini mamonis nik shlosha, so too geirus nik shlosha. So Tosfos Frekta Kasha, but not everybody agrees that every din pera nik shlosha. Zeilus v'chavolus nik shlosha smuchim. Haidos v'avo, it says amachlek, it's rabacha. Who is the Rav Rach Beid Ravika and the Rambam think Chadami Kosher? They hold Chadami Kosher. So if you hold that there is a case of Dini Mominus that's sufficient with a Bezna of Echod, so how do you know that Gerus requires a Bezna of Shloisha? Because you're going to compare it to the Mishpat of Gzelus of Chabalos. Maybe I should compare it to the Mishpat of Haidos Balvois. That's Tosis Kash. So there are different suggestions given by the Rishonim on that Kash. So some Rishonim say Anachinami, Minatayr Echad Nami Kosher by Geirus, and it's only Midir Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan says Geirus Shloisha Mishpat Ksibei. Half of the statement is the Raisa, half of the statement is the Rabbanan. Mishpat Ksibei. So you need a Bezdin. So whatever you need for Dini Mominus, that's what you need over here. So what do you need for Dini Mominus? Minatayr Echad Nami Kosher. In the Rabbanan you need Shloisha. So by a Geir, Minatayr Echad Nami Kosher. In the Rabbanan you need Shloisha. That's how some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say the Rabbeinu Yoinan Nizdaf gives a different suggestion. He says if you have a toss-up, had it done the Hekish, the Pasuk is comparing Gerus to a Din Torah. That's a Hekish. Pasuk says that to be Mekabel a Ger is like a Din Torah. Just like a Din Torah needs a Bezdin, so too Kabbalos HaGer needs a Bezdin. So it's a toss-up. There are two kinds of Batidinim and Dinim Amenis. There's a Bezdin of Shlosha for Gzelus HaChabalos. Then there's a bezin of chad for hedos lavos. So whenever you have a toss-up, you don't know which way to go. So the Gemara has a rule: kol hechadika lakushe lechumra or lekula. When you have a hekish, You don't know whether to go lechumra or lekula, which direction to be done the hekesh. So the Gemara has a rule that you go lechumra makshinim. You always go lechumra. So the need for the bezna of shlosha, as opposed to being sufficient with the bezna of chad, perhaps is based on that rule. That's what the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina quotes over here. This is separate sefer by the Rabbeinu Yoina on Sanhedrin. That's what they say. You're right. There's a bezna of chad and there's a bezna of shlosha, and it's a toss up. It's not that in Atara Chad Nami Kosher by the Geirus and Rabbi Yechon's statement, Geirtzar Shloisha, that part of the statement is only Midi Rabbonin. No, Min Atari Shloisha. Because it's unclear which way to be done. The Hekesh Mishpat Sibay Geirus is treated like a Dintera, and there are two brands of a Dintera. There's a Dintera that's sufficient with one, there's a Dintera that needs three. So, Hechadika Lakushi, Lechumer Lakula, Lechumer Makshina. And then Taisus has a third suggestion. That's really why I'm bringing out the whole topic. Now, this as a third suggestion, that even if you'll hold Chad Nami Kosher by Hodos Mahalvois, it's not shaykh to say that by a ger it should be sufficient with Chad. Chad is not a bezin, like the Rambam wrote. Afal pishen bezin pochas mishloisha muta lechad lodem in atoira. And the Rambam in the last halach and perikei and Hilchos Sanhedrin writes, and even if the chad is a chad samuch and it's good ben atoiro, he says en ha'haidah b'fanim chashuv ha'haidah b'dezen. It's a haidah as baldin, but it's not, it doesn't have the higher level, whatever that's relevant for. That's what the achrenim are not sure what the Rambam is alluding to. He says it doesn't have the level. The Rambam writes en ha'haidah b'fanim chashuv ha'haidah b'dezen. Even if the chad is afilo ha'yis samuch, why? Because the chad nami kosher is not a bezen. So that's what Taisus. That's a theme that appears in Taisus. Taisus says, "Ger tzara shloisha mishpat sibei." What do you mean? What do you mean a ger needs a bezin of shloisha? The bezin has something to paskin by the ger. No suffix. Until he converts, he's a Muslim. He's a Hindu. Whatever. He's not Jewish. He was born non-Jewish. No suffix. After he converts, he is Jewish. Right? No suffix. So what is there to paskin about? What do you need a bezin for? There's nothing to paskin. Everybody knows. Until he converts, he's non-Jewish. After he converts, he is Jewish. The answer is, it's not a psak or a hachrod. There's something to determine, to decide, an issue that's what to debate. It's a maisa bezin. Sometimes, let's say, chalitza has to be done in the presence of the bezin. What, the bezin has to paskin? There's nothing to paskin. Until she does the chalitza, it says in Chumash, l'si'eshes ha'meisa chutzo, li'izar. And after she does the chalitza, it says in Chumash, she's permitted to marry anybody she wants. There's no suffix, no shailus. If they're going to have a shailus, they're going to have to call up Rabbi Yashiv anyway. They're not going to pass in the shailus. They'll call up some other rabbi. They're not going to pass in on their own. Once in a while, the bezin for chalitza, taka learned people, and they'll pass in on their own. Okay. But that's not what you need, a bezin for chalitza, to pass in the shailus about how to do chalitza. This is standard procedure. There's a rat scroll. It says how to do chalitza. You just need a bezin, a maisa bezin, like medida segla rufa. It's so complicated. There are a couple of shadas and how to demote it, but they're not going to paskin those shadas. Medida segla rufa is a din, a maisa bezin. There are certain cases where you need a maisa bezin. So that's what Tosis answers. Even if you hold chad nami kosher, it's not shaykh to say that chad nami kosher should apply to geirus. Because by geirus, Chad Nami Kosher doesn't mean that there's a bezin of Chad. Chad Nami Kosher means that a Yochid can paskin, like in Issa the Heter, a Yochid can paskin. But by Ger, there's nothing to paskin about. You know what the din is, there's no spakus. By Ger, you need a Maisa bezin. You should have the Maisa Ger should be done under the auspices of a bezin. So Chad is Mishkin bezin. So this is a fundamental issue. Is that correct or not? Chad Nami Kosher, according to the way the Rambam paskins, like Rav Acha Beder Avika Chad Nami Kosher. So the Rambam's opinion is pretty explicit. That's what it says in the Siddur. Just quoted the Rambam. They didn't even have to discover the Rambam. I mean, it's pretty obvious. The Rambam says it explicitly in two places, black and white, that Chad Nami Kosher does not mean that he's a bezin. And other Rishonim disagree explicitly. They hold, no, Chad Nami Kosher has the status of a Maisa bezin. It is a bezin. And some Rishonim say, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher by the Geirus. If you have a bezna bechad, it's good by the gerus. There is a taisus in there are two taisus in Yevamos, one daf after the other, and that's sugya daf mem hey daf mem vav. The Gemara has a few dafim where they discuss the laws of gerus in the middle of Perek Acholos, in the middle of Yevamos. So Tosis raises a question regarding Geirus Bifnei Bezdin. So in one Tosis they say that even if you hold Chadnami Kosher, it has no application to Geir. Even if you hold Chadnami Kosher, it doesn't apply to Geir, implying that a Chad is not a Bezdin. Then the other Tosis says Chadnami Kosher would apply to Geir, except in this case in the Gemara it's clear that there was nobody there. The person was Nizgar ben Ola ben Asma, there was nobody there. So the Rashash points out that there's a contradiction. It's not a problem, it's a machlokes. There are two opinions in Tosis that daf apart from each other. Exactly, this machlokes that comes up over here in this Tosis. And Tosis asks the Kasher, if Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion of the Raisa Chadnami Kosher, that the Raisa Chadnami Kosher, so how does he come to the conclusion that Ger Tzorach Shlosha? Why doesn't he compare the Ger to the Bezna of Hoidos Malvois? So the Rishonim gave the three different answers. Either Lekula Lechum Lechum Makshina, or they gave an answer, you're right, Menatara Chadnami Kosher by the Ger, you only need the Bezna of three Medirabana. And the third answer was, no, even if you hold Medirais Chadnami Kosher, you have to compare Ger to Gzelus Lechavolus, not to Hoidos Malvois. Because by the Ger you need a Bezna, and Chad is not a Bezna. So this is a big machlokes in the Rishonim. When you say Chad Nami Kosher, doesn't mean the Chad has the status of a Bezdin with respect to a Hoidos Malvois, or the Chad Nami Kosher to Paskin Hashad. So here is the problem in the Rambam. The Rambam writes explicitly that Chad Nami Kosher is not a Bezdin, and nonetheless he says Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Chad Samach. So if he's not a Bezdin, what does he have to have smicha for? Smicha we usually taught as a din and bezdin. No. In order to be members of the Sanhedrin of 71, in order to be members of the Sanhedrin Ketana of 23, in order to be members of a bezdin, you need three dayanim, smuchim. But the patkin of Yalav Yavashayla, the patkin of Shayla and Hilcha Shabbos. So what do you need smicha for? We don't require smicha. If the person knows the din, he says the din. If he doesn't know the din, he has no right to an opinion. What do you need this smicha to patkin of Shayla for? So you see a chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that smicha is not a din and bezdin. The Rambam's opinion, obviously, if this Ar Samech is correct, and he seems to be right, that the chad nami kosher has to be a chad samach. That's what it seems from the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to be implying that smicha is really a din and paskening. It's not a din and bezdin. Smicha is a din and paskening and not a din and bezdin. In fact, when the Rambam quotes the dinim of smicha in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam gives you all the laws of smicha. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara Perek Dalet Alocha Ches. The Gemara later in Sanhedrin that Rav and Rav and Bar Bochana both learned by Rabbi Yuda. Who was it? Rav and Rav Chia. So a few others. They all learned by Rabbi Yuda Nasi. And as they were about to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they asked for smicha. They didn't get smicha after the 4-year program was up. They sat there and learned for years and years, and were about to leave. The chutzlort, that's their last chance. They can't get smicha. Once you're in chutzlort, you can't get smicha in chutzlort. The smicha, they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. One conferring the smicha, one receiving the smicha. If in the Gemara would appear they don't have to be in the presence of each other, you can confer smicha zeshalobifnezeh, but they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara tells in Bav Mitzia that Shmuel lost his chance. The train was leaving and he wanted to get smicha. The Rebbe was busy with a dintara one day, then he had a convention next day, then went on vacation next day, and Shmuel left and he never got smicha. And he felt very bad about it, and then they said he shouldn't worry. Someone saw in the Sifra Shalot HaMarishon that there's going to be a great Torah scholar, Shmuel. Kacham Yiskiri, Rebbe Lo Yiskiri is not going to get smicha. So Shmuel never got smicha. And Rab and Rabbi Babachon, as they were about to leave to Bavel, so they were both zorcha, they both got smicha. So Rab got a half a smicha, and Rabbi Babachon got more smicha. He gave Rab smicha Yore and Yodin. He can paskin, and he said, Behater, he can paskin, and Dini Torah. And in Yatab Choris, he didn't give him smicha. And Rabbi Babachon got the full smicha, Yore, Yodin, and Yatab Choris. He got the whole smicha. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara, and the Gemara gives a whole discussion. Why did Rabbi Yudah Anasi not give the full smicha to Rav? what Rab did know as well as Rabba Baba Hanan. So Gemara has a whole discussion about Hamad Aleph, what happened over here. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara, V'yesh lebezden lemanas kol mishiyir to the Dvar Mechidim. Bezden has the right to give, when they confer this smicha, they can give a partial smicha. Years ago in America, there used to be a draft. So everyone was drafted into the army, unless you were a Fordi, unless you had smicha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was a tzaddik, so he used to give smicha and hilchus kiddush. Smicha and hilchus birchas hamazon. Whoever learned anything, they wanted smicha. They didn't want to go to the army. So he used to give them smicha b'dvar mechidim. That's smicha b'zman hazeh. It's a different smicha. But this was came deraisa tikkun. There was such a thing. Like traditionally, you don't give smicha and everything. You write in the person's smicha. He learned yeredei chelek aleph. And he knows it. You don't even write the whole chelek aleph. He learned the bas v'cholot taruvas malicha. Usually they don't give smicha and treifas today. Most places they don't learn hilchos treifas. So he gives smicha with bar mechidim. So the Rambam writes that on the level of their eyes, he quotes the Gemara Daf Hei. On the level of their eyes, he can give smicha with bar mechidim. So the Rambam gives you examples. He says you can give smicha l'riyas ksamim. When an isha has a marat dam, you have to know whether it's a marat tummy or a marat tohor, so you can give smicha for riyas ksamim, or for hataras nadarim, or for riyas mumin. Riyas ksamim, you need smicha. What do you need a bezin for? So from the Rambam you see that smicha is not really, the Rambam is very consistent, smicha is not really a din in bezin, smicha is a din in paskening. Whoever has smicha, what do you mean, whoever does not smicha can't paskin? If you know the din, you're entitled to Shmuel. Let's say Shmuel never got the smicha, so Shmuel never opened his mouth. Yes, Shmuel Shalas, he gave his opinion, he paskin his shah. No, what it means is Soloveitchi gave this mashal. A lot of times you look in the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Soloveitchi was very fond of the Minchas Chinuch. So a lot of times you look in the Minchas Chinuch, and Minchas Chinuch tries to give you a whole picture of each one of the mitzvahs. He gives you all the marmakamim from all over Shas, a whole picture. And then sometimes he doesn't want to go into the details, so he says, look over there in the Ksais, there's a discussion of this, and then the Sivis has a discussion of this. And he doesn't want to go into it, so he writes, Umara Makamani Loch. I'm just telling you where to look. You look over there, you find the whole discussion of this topic. So Rav Soloveitchi borrowed that expression. He said he's borrowing that expression from the Minchas Chinuch, Umara Makamani Loch. So he said, if you ask a shayla talamotar, you ask a basa b'cholav shayla, and no one today has any smicha, because the smicha ish m'piyish ha-moshe ha-bein and the shalshelos ha-smicha has been broken already a long time ago. No one has any real bona fide smicha. So if a person gives a psak, he's a maramokim. He tells you, I know what it says, take my word for it. It says in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, it says lahakal, lahakal, whatever. So just give me a maramokim. He knows how to find it faster than you. He knows it by heart. So he's just telling you, if you look it up, you'll find it. That's not called a psak. So Shmuel had no smicha, so he used to give his opinion. It was a good opinion, they had a right to follow, but it wasn't called a hairoa. It was called like Mar Mokamani Loch. He's telling you, he knows that he heard from Rabbi Yiran Nasi, the din is the shayt. And Rav, who had smicha, so when he was paskin a shalat, that had a chalashem hairoa. My nafkamina. I mean, the Rambam says, if you have smicha on Riyas Ksamim, then it's called the psak. If you don't have smicha, then it's not called the psak, but you can rely on it anyway. So ben kavakoy, you can rely on it. So what's your nafkamina? Whether you have smicha, you don't have smicha? Okay. So that's, you got to work on that to figure it out. But that's apparently what the Rambam thinks. The Rambam thinks that smicha, it seems so, smicha is not a din in bezin. Smicha is a din in paskening. Are you a person without smicha can also paskin? Yeah, he'll paskin, but it does not have a chalashem hoiro. It's not called the psak. He knows. If he knows, so he's telling you, he'll give you a digest of what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what it says in the Gemara. He'll give you a rundown of what it says. But the statement that he issues doesn't have a chalashem hairoa on it. As opposed to Talmid Chacham, who does have bona fide smicha, bizman sha smicha haisa kayemes. So when he gives a psak, that's taka called the chalashem hairoa. So that's why the Rambam thinks that. The deraisa chad nami kosher is not a bezin, but still the chad has to have smicha. You have to have a hayro. You have to have a psak should be issued on the case. Try Probably. In the sense that this is a psak and the other one is just an essay. What the non-samach says is just an essay. But it doesn't have a chal Hashem psak. I mean, the Eitz HaTorah would be put the two together and let him work it out and figure out who's right. Yeah, we do follow Rabbi. Hilchas HaKerabi Yisuri. The Marsha claims that the reason, the Marsha points out, what is the significance of this being recorded in the Sifra Shel Adam HaRishon? So when Adam HaRishon opened up his eyes the first day that he was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Rabbi Shlom showed them how all of history is going to unfold, the history of the world and the history of the Jewish people and the history of development of the Halacha. And he showed them there's going to be a Rebbe Akiva, there's going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's going to be Rabbi Shmuel and so on. This is all in the Sefer Shel Adam HaRishon. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. The Gemara interprets that passage. Zeh Sefer told us Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon when he opened his eyes, he showed him the whole history of the future of the world. So what was the relevance of indicating to Adam HaRishon that Rav is going to have smicha and Shmuel is not going to have smicha? Each one made his own yeshiva in a different city in Bov, and they were both very successful in Abbas and Satara. But what was wrong with the fact that Shmuel didn't have smicha? So the Mashua writes, he thinks that there in Bov and Metzias, Aftehei. So the Mashua writes in that Gemara, he thinks that that's what it means, that that's why we pass from like Rav and Nisa the Hefer. Because Rav's opinions had a chalashem hayro, he had smicha. And Shmuel never had smicha, so his was not a hayro. He was just writing essays. Whatever he said, it wasn't called a psak. Just like Amar Makamani law.
It's just memory. It's just memory.
Right? The Rambam sheet is like that. The Mishnah says later, in order to be Chai Misa Mitam Zok and Mamre, you have to be a Chochem Shehigia Lo Hayroa. Let's say there's a kid who's just by Mitzvah, and just made a Siyam on Pirkei Avos to celebrate his by Mitzvah, and then the Bez Magadol issues a Pesach, and he says he disagrees, he passes against the Bez Magadol. So the Mishnah says the little kid is not Chai Misa because of the Zaka Mamre. No one's going to listen to him anyway. It's a little Pisha. They're going to listen to him. They're going to listen to the Bez Nagodol. The Gemara says it's a bigger chutzpah on his part. The guy is Lahigia Lahiro. So the Mishnah says, Nimtza Chumroi Kuloi. That's the last line on Pei Vav on the base in the Mishnah. Nimtza Chumroi Kuloi. Because his Aveira is greater. If the guy's a rabbi and he knows how to learn and he's been paskin Shabbos for many years and he issues a psak against the Bez Nagodol, he's really entitled. Maybe Taka knows how to learn better than Bez Nagodol, maybe he's Taka right. So that's still an Aveira, so he's Chayv Misa. But the little kid is a bigger chutzpah, his Aveira is bigger, but no one's going to listen to him anyway because he's not a Chacham Shehigi or the Hayro. So therefore, he's off the hook. We don't punish him with the punishment of his Zaka Mamre. So when is a person considered a Chacham Shehigi or the Hayro? The kid is just 13. He made a siyum on Pirkei Avos. Not. Well, he just got smicha. He graduated yeshiva. He got smicha. And then he gives a psak. So he becomes a zaka mamre. How respected does the person have to be that he should qualify for the punishment of zaka mamre? So Rashi on that Mishnah, what does it mean? A chacham shehigia lo hayro, as opposed to a talmud shelo higia lo hayro. What says a chacham shehigia lo hayro? So there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rama. So Rashi quotes a Gemara Saita. Chacham Shehigia Lo Hayro means he's 40 years old. Because the Gemara says in Saita, until the age of 40, it's not right that a person paskins anything. Based on the pasuk in Chumash. But Lo'inosan Hashem Lechem Leib L'Adas Meinayim L'Ros V'Azayim L'Shmoya Ada Yayim Azeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Bnei Yisrael for 40 years. After 40 years of teaching, he says, oh, now it's finally sinking in. Now Hashem is giving you the understanding and the wisdom to be tefes to all the dinim that I was teaching you all the 40 years. So that's what the Gemara says, till the age of 40. Tefes says, why should it be 40? It should be 40 years after you started learning in yeshiva. So that's a problem. Why does it depend on age 40? It should be 40 years of learning. But the Halacha says age 40. So Rashi says that's what it means. If the Chacham is younger than 40, then he's called the Talmud Shelo Higia Lo Hayro. And if he's after 40 and he's a Talmud Chacham, then he's called the Chacham Shehigia Lo Hayro. That's how Rashi learns. This is problematic. This is difficult because the Gemara says there in Saita, Daf Chabez, that's the Gemara that Rashi quotes on the last line on Pei Vav and Beis. The Gemara says there in Saita that sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. Let's say there's one rabbi in Allentown, Pennsylvania. One Orthodox rabbi in Orlando, Florida. There isn't even, I think there is maybe one Orthodox rabbi in Orlando, Florida. So you say he's not allowed to paskin until he's 40 years old. But the shali came up on Shabbos. So what are you going to do? If the Habdallah, they call on the telephone. And what do you do? Years ago, there was no telephone. So the Gemara says, no, if there's no one else, if there's no one else around, so then you're allowed to pass. If you know the dinim, you're allowed to pass it even before the age of 40. So that's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has the first truth in Chilek Hashem Mishpat. He talks about this Rashi. So he finds this, the Rashi is difficult. He says, since there are exceptions to the rule, so it's not an ironclad rule, that up until the age of 40, you're absolutely not allowed to pass it. So how do you make a statement until the age of 40, Zachach Mashallah Higielah Ra? If he would have lived in a different community, what if a Chayv Nisa Zachnam? He's the only Orthodox rabbi in the community. So because he lives in New York, so therefore he's off the hook. It's a little difficult. So Moshe writes, the Rambam has an easier pshat. The Rambam learns this Mishnah, Talmud Shehigielah Ha'ra, who paskins against Bezna Godel, is not chayiv, but if he's a chacham shehigil lo harah, then he is chayiv. So the Rambam says, "Vasei chacham shehigil lo harah with smicha, if he has smicha." So again, the Rambam seems to say a talmud chacham doesn't have smicha. Shmuel didn't have smicha, and he passed mishaylus all day long. So that's not a problem. But the psakim that he gave didn't have a chalashem harah, so Shmuel can never become a zokim amrei. He can issue psukim. A lot of people are going to listen to him, for sure. The Balabatim in his community, for sure, are going to listen to him. But whatever he said didn't have a chalashem hayro. And Rav, because Rav did have smicha, and Rav Abba Bachana did have smicha, whoever has smicha, so whenever they issue a psak, that's called a chalashem hayro. It's not stam mar mokamani lo. Not stam that he knows a lot of background, he knows a lot of information, and he's sharing the information with you. No. If you have smicha and you give a psak, that's called a chalashem hayro. So the Rambam learns that that's relevant over here to the din of Zokem Mamre. That one is only Chayv Nisa, if he's a Chochem Shegir Lo'aloi. Rambam says what it means is that he has Smicha, as opposed to one who's a big Talmud Chochem doesn't have Smicha. That's not called the Ohiro. That's not called the Ohiro, so it wouldn't be Chayv Mitam Zokem Mamre. Right. That would be an Afkamin. That would be an Afkamin. Whether you're passing with Smicha or without Smicha, the Rambam says you're only Chayv Nisa Mitam Zokem Mamre, in Hilchus Mamre, because you're only Chayv Nisa if he's a summer who passed him. There is when the Rambam writes all of the dinim of smicha, how do you confer smicha to someone else? So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah says that you need a Bezna 3 for smicha. The Rashi says that Mishnah is not talking about smicha conferring ordination. Mishnah is talking about smicha on the parhel and davishal tzibur, that you have to have either three or five representatives of the Bez Nagol put their hands on the beima, do the smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael. We explained the other day that din is usually a carbon tzibur doesn't have any smicha. That's the Mishnah in the end of Zorachim. The smicha can only be done by the bala carbon. If it's carbon tzibur, the whole Klal Yisrael is going to do smicha. And there are two or three exceptions to the rule. Mishnah has a machlokes hatanaim. How many exceptions to the rule are there? That despite the fact that it's a korban tzibur, the chumash says that you have smicha. So this is one of the exceptions to the rule. The parhel and davashel tzibur, you have smicha. So the Gemara says later, the Gemara quotes a brisa. The Gemara quotes a brisa that not only smicha on the parhel and davashel tzibur needs a bezna 3, smicha zikainim, to confer ordination, to be matnach someone, you also have to have a bezna 3. So who should the Bezna 3 consist of? Can you get slain Balabatim? They give smicha. How do they know to give smicha? So the Rambam says you can have two Balabatim and one person who has smicha. How can the two Balabatim who don't have smicha confer smicha on the third guy? They don't know anything. They don't know how to learn. So the Rambam obviously thinks that smicha is not a din in Bezna. Smicha is only din in paskening, and here they don't have to paskin anything. The Gemara says later, we'll learn in the first paragraph. Gemara says that one rabbi sent his student to another rabbi that the other one should give him smicha. And the rabbi, he sent his student, sent a letter to the other one. He's a big Talmud Chacham, you don't have to fahera. So he gave him smicha without fahering. The Gemara says that that's acceptable. And the other one says so. If he's an Amor, it's a smicha, it's not chal. If he's a Talmud Chacham, smicha is chal. If he gives smicha, let's say a guy gets married under the chuppah, and it turns out that the girl is not Jewish, or it's a boy, it's not a girl. So the kedushin are not chal. Obviously, the kedushin only chal if it's a girl and she's Jewish and she's not an Eishes Ish. Okay? So here also, smicha is only chal if the guy knows how to learn. So the other rabbi sent a letter, give him smicha, he knows how to learn. So he gave him smicha on his say, so he trusted the other one. So you see that the three people are giving smicha don't even have to give a fahir. So they don't have to paskin whether he's royalist mihana. You don't even need any of them to paskin whether he's royalist. If someone sends a letter that he knows he's qualified, so we can rely on him. So what he needs three? It's a ma'aseh bezdin that you need to confer the smicha. So the Rambam holds for a bezdin where they're not paskining anything, you don't need any smuchim. But he says you need one of them should be a samach, otherwise it's not going to be ish mit yish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. The smicha, you get three balabatim together, he's going to say, Moshe, let's say Moshe Feinstein was recognized as a great goyim. So we'll get three balabatim from the street. He said, we all recognize Rav Moshe as a great goyim, we'll give him a smicha. What do you mean? But it's not smicha ish mit yish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. None of you three guys have any smicha. So the Rambam writes, you have to have one of the three who are conferring the smicha has to himself have smicha. Otherwise it won't be ish mit yish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. But then the other two don't have to have any smicha. Mikar Adin, all three didn't need any smicha. Because they're not paskining anything. The Rambam's opinion is that smicha is not a din and bezin. Smicha is a din and hayro. Smicha is a din and psak. You can paskin without smicha, but it doesn't have a chalashem hayro. If you have smicha and you pass him, then it's called hayro. So to confer smicha to someone else is a ma'aseh bezdin. It's not that we determine that he's qualified. We don't have to determine anything. We don't have to determine. The Rabbanim sent us a candidate and we confer smicha on him. None of us have to have smicha. You have to have chutz, one of them should have smicha, but that's Rav Dovah Soloveitchik writes on the Rambam, on this Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes, you have to have three people convene. Bezin shal shloisha, echad mehem should be samach min al samach. So in the bottom of the Rambam, that's Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Sanhedrin. In order to confer smicha, you have to have a bezin of three, and one of the three should have smicha, and they should confer smicha. So it sounds strange. What do you mean? Two balabatim are mitzaref to the one who has smicha. So on the bottom of the page, the magia. In the Haggos, on the bottom, on the tiny letters, they tell you the Tosis Yontif amends the Girs in the Rambam, and he thinks that the Shvit Zoch Shehe called Echad Mehem Samach. Not Shehe, Echad Mehem Samach. Not that one out of the three has to have smicha, and the other two can be balabatim, religious balabatim. No. Each one of the three who are conferring smicha has to himself have smicha. That's what the Tosis Yontif is magia. So Rav Avala Soloveitchik, going to say from the Rambam, right? He doesn't think you have to be magia. The Rambam reads very well the way it says. The Rambam apparently thinks in all these places that we pointed out. There are more places also. The Rambam's opinion of the smicha is not really a din of bezdin. You can have a bezdin without any smicha. Smicha is a din in hayro when you have to paskin. No, here there's nothing to paskin. They don't have to paskin that he's qualified to get smicha. If someone else tells him that he's qualified, so they have the right to take his word for it. You only require one of them should be smicha, otherwise it won't be yishim to yish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. It won't be a shalshala samasera. We mentioned the other day, when we started, we mentioned there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba, where the shlichusai works men atorah midrabbanim. Tosfos and Yevamos and Gittin in different places increases. Tosfos raises the question, how do you have Kabbalah's gerim mizmanazeh? If Rabbi Yochanan says there in Yevamos and Daf Mem Vav, Ger Tzor Shloisha Mishpat Ksidbei, whenever you mekabel a ger, you need a bezn of Shloisha, then it means you need a bezn of Shloisha Smuchim. So how do you have Bezmanazah? We don't have any Smuchim. So Tosfos answers, different answers. So one suggestion is, Shlichusai Kavdino. Shlichusai Kavdino. So the first Mesivis writes, the simple implication of the Tosfos is that Shlichusai works Men HaTorah. It's hard to believe that Tosfos meant that Minatari he's a goy mit the Rabbanon, he's Jewish. So to say, well, he works with the Rabbanon, so he's only a ger mit the Rabbanon, Minatari is a goy. It's hard to believe that. So the simple reading of the Tosfos is that they think that Shlichusai works Minatari. So that's what we spoke about. The Rashba picks on the Tosfos and he says, what are you talking about? Shlichusai is only with the Rabbanon. How can you have a ger based on Shlichusai? That's exactly the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba. Whether Shlichusai works with the Rabbanon works with Minatar. The Rashba only works with the Rabbanon mitam hefker bezna hefker. It has to be restricted to Didi Maminus. And Taisa seems to hold that it works with Minatar. It can really work with Minatar. But, so what does the Rashba do with Taisa's Kasha? How are you making Kabul Gerim is Manazah? So the Rashba Yivamis answers that even though Rabbi Yechanan derives from the Pasa Gertzor Shlosha Mishpat Ksivei, you only need Shlosha Hedyotis, you don't need Shlosha Smuchim. When do you need Shlosha Smuchim? By Gzelus Vachavolus. But by Gerus, you only, the Yafusa, Gertzal Shlosha Mishpik Sibbe, the Yafusa only requires three and doesn't require Smuchim. How did he know to make this magic that the Alfus only goes on the Shlosha and not on the Smuchim? So the Pashtus is that that's exactly what he's driving at. You only need Smuchim in Gzelus or Chavolus, but they have to pass him something. There's an issue at hand. They have to decide whether the Tevei is right or the Nitzvah is right. So the Rashba seems to hold that Smicha is a din in Paskening. Smicha is a din in Hoiroa. Smicha is not a din in Bezdin. If you can imagine a Bezdin that's doing a Maisa Bezdin, that doesn't need anything to Paskin about, they have an art scroll. They're going to follow everything that it says in the art scroll. They're not going to Paskin on anything. And what they're going to do is not they're going to Paskin according to the rules of Paskin. They're going to do supervise a Maisa Bezdin. So then the Rashba seems to say that you don't need any Smuchim in Atera. He says you never needed Smuchim for Geirus. Not to like Tyson's Debizman. That smuchim were available, you needed smuchim for the geiris and mizman hazeh, you don't need smuchim. You never needed smuchim, like the Mishnah says for chalitza. In the beginning of Perek Mitzvah chalitza and yivamis, it says you need the ikar adin derai says you need shlosha hedyotas to constitute a bezin of chalitza. Why don't you need shlosha smuchim? So according to the Rashba, is very simple. Why? Because smicha is not a din of bezin. Chalitza needs a maisa bezin. Chalitza has to be a maisa bezin. But it's not that they're paskening any shailas until she performs the chalitza, she's asura lashuk. After she performs the chalitza, she's mteres lashuk. That's not a sofik. There's nothing to be machri about. Just halacha requires it should be done under the auspices of a bezin. So that bezin says beferish can be shlosha hadyotos. So the Rashba holds who are any other bezin that's similar to chalitza, that the bezin just supervises to do a maitre bezin, there's no need for any smucha. And Tosfos seems to hold not so. That Tosfos in Yevamos, the way Tosfos asked the Kasha, they assume that years ago when Smuchim were available, you certainly needed Shlosha Smuchim for Geirus. What do you mean Shlosha Smuchim? What are they paskin about? There's nothing to paskin. They have to determine whether the Geir is a proper candidate. Let's say the local Orthodox rabbi was preparing the Geir for conversion, and the rabbi says he's a proper candidate, go take him to the mikveh and do the Geirus. So why does Tosfos still insist that you need Shlosha Smuchim? The Shaila was paskened already by the rabbi who has this. So you see that Tosfos seems to hold that Smicha is a din and bezin. Whenever Tosfos probably holds like Rashi, that Rashi by the Zoka Mamre. Rashi doesn't hold like the Rambam, that in order to become a Zoka Mamre you have to have Smicha because your Psach is not called a Chalashem Psach unless you have Smicha. Rashi doesn't, I'm not gurus that whole Rambam. Rashi had to figure out what's called the Talmud Shalohi Gil or Hira. He says before the age of 40. Why didn't he say Smicha? Rashi's smicha is a din and bezin, it's not a din and psach. It doesn't depend whether he has smicha or not. He can become a zokamamer without. Shmuel could also become a zokamamer. He can become a zokamamer without having any smicha. That's Tosfos' shita. Tosfos holds that smicha is not a din, Pashtus and Tosfos. Tosfos holds smicha is not a din in psach, it's not a din in chal Hashem haro. Smicha is a din in bezin. That's why Tosfos, at the end of the long Tosfos, Divrei HaKol, suggest maybe I would distinguish between one bezin and the other bezin. Maybe a bezin of 71 needs smicha, a bezin of 23, maybe a bezin of 3 doesn't need smicha, and even if this bezin of 23 needs smicha, the other bezin doesn't need smicha, they're distinguishing between one kind of a bezin and another kind of a bezin. Psakya, everything should be the same, but Tosfos holds that smicha is not a din in hoiroa, it's not a din in psak, it's a din in bezin. So this is seems to be a pretty fundamental machlokes a rishonim. The Rambam pretty clear that he seems to hold in a few places that smicha is a din in hoiro, it's not a din in bezin, and Tosfos seems pretty clearly to be in disagreement. Tosfos holds a din in bezin. Yeah, if I tell a guy what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, so I didn't say anything. I just tell him, in the Mishnah Berurah it says this, take it or leave it. So that's not called a psak. Yeah. It's also. So the Gemara Anadaf again. The Gemara spoke about the two takonis midirabonim. The one was that the minatar there is a need for drisha v'hakira. Echad din mamas v'echad din nefashis b'drisha v'hakira. And midirabonim they did away the need for drisha v'hakira in din mamas because, see, the Gemara never says that the Gemara on Lama Beis So that Mishnah appears. Echad din mamus, echad din mifashas, bedrish v'hakira. Then the Gemara asks, "Kashur minhu?" There's a Mishnah of Tosefta Makis, and some Mishnah in Shviyas. And then they quote Amar Rab Chanina. The answer is min haTorah, mid Rabbanon. He never says a word about Gzeilus v'Chabalus versus Hadas Avoy. He's talking din mamus versus din mifashas. So that's why Tosis is not sure. Tosis Shalotin al Delis on Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis has one opinion that in Gzeilus v'Chabalus they also did away with the need for Drish v'Hakira. That's the first line of Tosis. Gzeilus v'Chabalus b'kula nami lo bina Drish v'Hakira. Why? Kadesh Shalotin al Delis b'fnei Agazlan. Tosis says when you read Daf Lamed Beis, it doesn't say when they quote Rav Chanina in the context of Drish v'Hakira. It doesn't say a word about different kinds of dinim amrus. It says one sweeping statement. All the dinim amrus that did away with Drish v'Hakir. The problem is in Ardaf, the Gemara is working about, hey, you need shloshes muchim, and we leave it like that, by Gzeilus v'Chabalus, and by Hodos Avos, and Atari, you need shloshes muchim, and we knocked it down to shloshes hetyotis. Why? So they made a takona for the same reason as Rav Chanina, Kadesh l'otin adalus b'fnei lovin, so that's why they made a takona. So the Gemara says, just like Kidder Rav Chanina, just like Rav Chanina says over there, on Daf Lamed Beis, made a takana, so too over here, but it's not the same. Over there, the takana sounds like it applies to all cases of dinim amrus, and over here, you're saying it's only by Hodos Lavois, not by Gzeilus v'Chabalus. So that's what Tosis is not sure. So the first line in the Tosis, they say, Gzeilus v'Chabalus, they also did away with Drish v'Hakira. Either Gemara makes an equation, it's not a real equation. The takon over here to do away with smuchim is only by hadas b'avolus. Zelz b'avolus they clearly did not do away, but to do away with drishma chakira they did away in all cases. And then Tosfos says the yodesh leimar that it's not so, that it's a hashvo agmura that the gemara is making equation. Zelz b'avolus nami bol drishma chakira. Well, on the matina nello hadas b'avolus. The gemara says that dinik knosis. The gemara says on daflam and beis. The gemara goes fishing for a case. Where do you have a case, Bismanazer, that you still need in Dini Mominis? Vishma Hakira says, Gemara flies off to Dini Knossos. It says, what do you have to go so far? All the way to Dini Knossos. Just say, Gzeres Lachavodos. They say, who are Dinam? Labdavke Dini Knossos. Who are Dinam? Gzeres Lachavodos. Same as Dini Knossos. It all falls into the same category as it appears in the Gemara. So those are the two opinions and Tosfos. How do you read the Gemara? Because the Gemara makes a comparison. So the Gemara means to make a full comparison. So they only did away with Rishon v'Chakira and Hodos v'Avos. So no, it's not 100% the same. It's a similarity, but not so similar. Here there's a very important shach in Choshen Mishpat. Points out, it's important to know, he points out there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravon. Ravon is one of the Balei HaTosis. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravon, regarding the nature of the Takana Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina didn't make the Takana. Rav Chanina is interpreting the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shviyas is clear that you don't need Drish HaHakira, and this Mishnah says you do need Drish HaHakira, but that Mishnah says you don't. So Rav Chanina says this Mishnah is recording the Din D'Oraisa, and the Mishnah in Shviyas is already after the Takana de Rabbanon. Takana de Rabbanon means you can be done in Imamunis without Drish v'Chakira. So the Shach has a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravon, what does that mean? After the Takana Satanoim, that you can be done a case of Din Imamunis, let's say Hodos Lavos, without Drish v'Chakira, what does that mean? So the Ravon understands that min HaTorah, it's only called Hagodah Seidus if the Eidim gave Drish v'Chakira. And with the Rabbanon, it means that we accept it as Haggadah Seidus without Drish v'Chakira. That's what I always thought Pshat was. With the Rabbanon, we accept the Yedis despite the fact that there's no Drish v'Chakira. It did away with the need for Drish v'Chakira, so he said, it means with the Rabbanon, the Yedis is a good Yedis. So let's say the Yedim will testify today. We don't even ask him. You ask him, do you remember when it happened? Yeah, before the summer. Remember any better? No. They have to pay something before the summer. He lent them $20. Sure. So let's say tomorrow the Eidim will come back and they'll say everything we said yesterday was a lie. We just want to give the guy a heart attack. We want to aggravate him. So we normally have a din kimin shehigid, shuvan achayzor magid. So when is it called kimin shehigid? When is it called kimin shehigid? So the Loshon HaGemara, if you remember from Ksubas, in the third paragraph from Ksubas, the Gemara says, Kivish and Nechkara Eidusim Bebezim. Before Nechkara, before the Drisha V'Chakira, they didn't finish the Haggadah Zedis yet. So Kol Zman, they didn't give Drisha V'Chakira, the Eidim can always back out. But after they give the Haggadah Zedis with the Zman and the Mokim, the Nechkara Eidusim Bebezim, all the Drisha V'Chakiras, so then it's called Niskabba Ha'edus, and then the Din sets in, Kivish Yigid, Shuvah Nechazah Magid. That's the Gemara in the third parak in Suri. So the Rabban says that din doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh. The Zman HaZeh, it's a Kabbalah say this even before the Drish V'Chakir, even without any Drish V'Chakir. Once they finish telling the story, even if they don't say the Zman and the Mokam, it's called the Haggadah say this and they can't back up. That's what the Rabban learns. That's Pasha Pshat. That's what I always thought was Pasha Pshat. You look in the Rambam never says the Dinim changed. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos quotes the din, you need Drish V'Chakira. And there's a din kibish yigid shuvah nechazah magid, but the din only sets in after nechkar eidusim ebezin. Kodim she nechkar eidusim ebezin, there's no din of kibish yigid. And then the Rambam says, but they made a takonim the Rabbanon that the bezin can be done based on eidus who didn't give Drish V'Chakira. So the Rambam sounds like it's a different din. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Can the Bezdin issue a psak based on circumstantial evidence? They don't have actual testimony. Apostle Aiden, something like that. So the Rambam writes a distinction between Mamanus and Nefoshes. He starts off a perek like that, Perek Chav Dalet and Hilchos Sanhedrin. Yesh l'dayin l'dun b'dini Mamanus api advam sh'dayta nota lehem sh'hei memes. He thinks that's the case. Vadova chazak believe he's convinced you came. Afal pi shein sham rai brura. So the Rambam writes, and then he writes, this was all bizman ha-gemara, that the bezna has a right to be done based on umdina. He says in dina nefashis, he cannot be done based on umdina. Only in dina moments. Noki v'tzarek al taro. That's what the Rambam missed off in the Sefer HaMitzvos also. He says there's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Noki b'sarik al taroi. So he says that pasuk means you're not allowed to be dandin in the Parshas based on umdina. But in dini mominis, that's how he starts off. Yesh l'dayin lodman dini mominis, afi advarim shedaitan lodalam shein nemes, vadova chazik belibo, shukain, apol pishen sham raibur. Then he says, kalela advarim, that's the ikira din. That's what it used to be, bizmanak. Well, bizmanak, that he wouldn't recommend it because dayonim are not so intelligent, they're not so wise, they're not so smart, and he can fall in. He's going to be done based on umdin, he's going to fall in. He doesn't recommend it, but none of it. That's halacha base. Kalela advarim hei nikra din. Abba mishirob abat dinim she'enim hagunim. Afilo hayu hagunim in ma'asem, even if they're righteous and religious, enim chachamim kira. You have to be clever. You have to be clever to understand whether there's an umdin or not. He says we only follow what it says in the books, and we don't look for trouble. His kimurob abat dinim Yisrael, there's a consensus. He said, no one ever got up and reversed the psak. He says, the consensus is that you have to have raya brewer. You don't pass going to din Torah based on omen. Sure. So that's how the Rambam learns how the Rambam will say from this, and he repeats it here. Noki the tzadik al tarog, that's a special din indeed in the Foshis, not to be done based on omen. But indeed in Mominus, there is no such thing. In the Mominus, it can be done based on omen. The Ramban picks on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. He says, where did he get that from? We're going to learn the Gemara later. The Gemara seems to make an equation between Mammon and the Fashis. That's paskin based on Omid. Is Omid good? Omid is no good. The Babli never makes a distinction. So the Rambam talk against the Babli. The Rambam is paskin based on some Mechilta. He quotes the Mechilta, which is against the Babli. Where is that Gemara about Shemim Meshetach? Anybody remember? We're Lama Dalit. Yeah, some guy murdered the other one. He had a knife dripping blood. Where is it? Somewhere there's a Gemara. The Tosfos points out the Gemara never, the Babli never distinguishes between Mammon and Nefoshes. So the Rambam is paskining against the Babli. A lot of times he does. Paskining based on the Mechilta against the Babli. So the Ramban presents the whole argument from the Sefer HaMitzvah. He says, why did the Rambam decide to follow this Mechilta? It's against the Babli. The Babli doesn't make a distinction between Mammon and the Fosh. But that's the Rambam sheet. So from the Rambam it would appear, that's what the Shach points out. The Rambam holds when they made the Takonah, Reb Chanina's Takonah, that you can be done dini mamonis without risha v'chakira, not that the pshat is that you can be mekabelatis without risha v'chakira. They didn't change bizman hazeh. The edus is called edus even without risha v'chakira. No. Rambam understood that that's part of this halacha that he has in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Yesh lebezin lodnum bedini mamonis al pi omed. Al pi omed adas at the daita nota lakach, and he's convinced in his heart that these are the facts of the case. Even though he doesn't have raya berura, so the Rambam says even bizman hazeh, if you have edus and dini mamonis without risha v'chakira, it's not called edus. It's not called edus. So there's no raya berura. How can the bezin paskin based on edus without risha v'chakira if it's not called edus? The Rambam says so the paskin based on omed, and this omed remains. The Rambam says is kima robot the dini machad zman hagemara not the paskin based on omed. That's other kinds of omid. But this omid of Eidim without Risha v'chakira, this omid you can paskin based on this even bizman hazeh. That's a totally different shot. So the Rambam leaves the din deraisa bizman hazeh. The Rambam says, if today the witnesses come and they testify without Risha v'chakira, then tomorrow they come and they back out from everything they said. So the Rambam never says the din changed. The Rambam writes, the din is the same bizman hazeh. There's no kiva shi'igit, shuban achayna. He didn't give the Haggadah Seydis yet. He didn't finish the Haggadah Seydis today. Actually, he didn't finish the Haggadah Seydis. How did Bezin Paskin without Eidim? They're Paskin based on Omid. Tomorrow, when the Eidim back out, it'll be Gloy Muslim Afred that the whole Omid was an error. But the ability of the Bezin to be done based on Eidim without the Rishu HaKira, the Rambam holds is not that they considered the Eidim. Then the Rambam quotes the Din in the Mishnah that it's still Kayam Bizman Hazeh. Let's say the two witnesses contradict each other. Let's say they both say that he lent them $20 in the Beis Medrash before the summer. So Bezin asks, do you remember when it was? So one guy says it was after Shavuot. The other guy says it was before Shavuot. They both don't remember daytime, nighttime. They're both there at the same time. They're not talking about two different loans of $20. Not that he borrowed $40. $20 at two different times. We're both watching the same avodah together, and he says he borrowed the $20 at night to buy a Mishnah Berurah. The other guy says no, he borrowed in the daytime to buy a Gemara, and they're talking about the same avodah. They're contradicting each other. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah that it's no good if the witnesses contradict each other. It's no good. So the Ravon says, what is he talking about? The Ravon says, why should it be no good? Once they did away with the need for Drisha v'Hakira, so the Kabbalah says this is Chal without Zman HaMokum. So that everything that they'll say in Zman HaMokum is irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. Let's say the witnesses contradict each other on Bedikas. Let's say, we both say he lent them $20 to buy a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah you're not going to get for $20. He lent them $20 to buy a tillum, let's say, buy a pocket tillum for $20. So then the Eidim say, and what was the weather like outside? The one guy says it was pouring. The other guy says, what pouring? The sun was shining. It's totally irrelevant to the halachah. So that's called bedikas. So there's a special pasuk indeed in the Nefashis. That if there's a contradiction in bedikas on irrelevant details, that you throw out the Eidim. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes Maisa. Where's that Mishnah? That they had a question of Din and Nefashis. Where's that Mishnah? Anybody remember? Mem Aleph. Mem. Just Mem. Mem Aleph. Maisa Barak ben Zakai Buf Tetanim, right? So it says it's Amem Amenal. Oh, here it is. Eight lines from the top of the daf. Amem Amenal. Maisa Barak ben Zakai, that's before he had Smicha. They called it Ben Zakai. After he got Smicha, it's called Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakai. Then when he came to the chief rabbi, they called him Rabban. Yechanan ben Zakai. Rabban means the chief rabbi. And this one, he was a Talmud. So Maisa Barak, the Gemara says, he couldn't have been the chief rabbi at that time. The Gemara says, because the last 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, they weren't done any. Did in the Farshas. So Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi for the last 40 years of his life, which included a while after the Churban Abayis. He was making takanas after the Churban Abayis. So he couldn't have been the chief rabbi 41 years before the Korban HaBayis, and the last 40 years they weren't down in the Mefashis. So the Gemara says he couldn't have been the chief rabbi at the time that they were administering the Mefashis. Maybe he had smicha, but he wasn't yet the chief rabbi. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says Rabbi Chaim Zaki lived to the age of 120. The first 40 years he was in business, and then he made $1 million and he retired. Then the next 40 years he learned. And then at the age of 80, they gave him smicha and made him the chief rabbi. Like Rav Lezer Shach became the chief rabbi of the world at the age of 80. So Rabbi Chaim Zaki became the chief rabbi at the age of 80. Until then, apparently, he didn't have any smicha. So that's what the Gemara says. Until he was the chief rabbi. There weren't three stages. Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Chief Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. It was Mr. Ben Zakkai, and then chief rabbi. He jumped. So the Gemara says he was a Ben Zakkai. When he was involved in this case, he was a Talmud. He was a Ben Zakkai. He was the 40 years in the middle of his life, in the age of 40 and 80, that he was sitting and learning. And then by the age of 80, they gave him smicha. He was relevant. They gave him smicha and made him chief rabbi then. So the Gemara says he was a Talmud at that time. So someone murdered someone else under a te'ena tree, under a fig tree. So he asked him, what color were the figs? And were they juicy figs? Were they skinny figs? What's the relevance? They said he killed him with a knife. Everything the case they described. Started asking some zeitiger things. So the Gemara says that's called bedikas. That the witnesses contradict each other in bedikas and dinin nefashis. It passes the Edom. That's Exeris HaKosim. Ein ze nochen. Ini emes nochen adobah. So the word nochen means mechuvan. The two witnesses are mechuvanim. There's no contradiction whatsoever. So that requirement for mechuvanim, that's only in nefashis. In Mominis, the Gemara says, if the witnesses contradict each other in bedikas, it doesn't passel. Where is that? Here it is. It's five lines from the bottom of Lamin on the base. Omer Rav Yehuda, it's a tiny letter dalad there. Eidus hamakrash zuzu bebedikas kshera bedine mominus. Bedine mominus is kosher because it's irrelevant. The bedikas is irrelevant. So the Ravon writes that bizman hazeh, that's a tshuva to Ravon that the Shach quotes. That bizman hazeh, that kid Rav Chanina, they made a takana that you can be done bedine mominus without drishu v'chakira, means that you mekabel eidus without drishu v'chakira. So the whole story about when it happened is irrelevant. When did it happen and where did it happen is totally irrelevant. So even if they'll volunteer the information and they'll contradict each other, you can't pass. So that's like our kosher bedikas. The Zman of the Mokum is always irrelevant. It's always irrelevant. In all cases, it's irrelevant. So if the halacha requires that you have to have Zman of the Mokum, okay. So if they say any day is no good, if they contradict is no good. But if they did away with the need for the Rishva HaKiris, so even if they volunteer the information and they contradict each other, what do I care? It's like our kosher bedikas because it's an irrelevant issue. So the Shach points this out. This is a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravon. It's unfortunate there's a misprint in the Shach. He says machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. But he's quoting the Tshuvas HaRavon. He's not quoting the Tshuvas HaRamban. So on the side, they say it's a misprint in the Shach. You should say Ravon. Ravon was a Bala Tesis, one of the Bala Tesis. Ravon used to correspond with the Rabbinitam and with the Rashbam. He lived that generation. He lived in a different city. The Ravon lived in Germany, the Rabbinitam and the Rashbam lived in France, but they were contemporaries, so they corresponded with each other. So the Shach points out this machlek is the Rambam and the Ravon. What together had been after they did away with the need for Drisha v'Hakira. So how does it work? How he had done Dinim Amidus Bismanazet? So the Rambam seems to hold that it's based on what he wrote in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Yesh lebezin lodin Dinim Amidus al piyomid adas. It's not called Eidus. Zman Hazeh, the Hilchos Eidus were not changed. In order to be called Eidus, you still need Drisha v'Chakira. But you can pass him without Eidus. And the Ravon learns, no, they're Midrabbanan. They changed the Midrabbanan, Hefke Bez Nefke. They changed the din and they consider it as if it is called a Kabbalah Eidus without the Drisha v'Chakira. Problematic because he in the Sefer HaMitzvos in here he writes that it's only a din in the Fashas that not in the Mamonis he can, and then he quotes Gamal Ochabin and the Mamon is no good. Yeah. It is a question. He seems to accept umdina even in more cases than the Gemara in Ksubis. He doesn't restrict it only to those cases in the Gemara. The Gemara has very few cases where we allow omed. But the Rambam generalizes it much more. So that's why the Rambam seems to apply it also to the Kabbalah Seder without Risha v'Hakira. There is a Gemara in Hagozel Kama, in the end of Baba Kama, where the Gemara speaks about the din that you require Kabbalah Seder b'Snei Baldin. How do you know that you need Kabbalah Seder b'Snei Baldin? So it's a pasuk in Mishpatim. It says, "V'huad b'va'olav." If you have a short time that's nogeach three times, they pay chatzi nezek migufo. And if v'huad b'va'olav, alo yishmerenu, if they testified in the presence of the owner of the shor, and he doesn't watch the shor, and he's nogeach a fourth time, then the bal shor has to pay nezek sholem min aliyah. The difference between a tam and a muad. So the Gemara understands from that din of v'huad b'va'olav, Yova Balashor V'yamar Al Shoro. Here it's in Sanhedrin Yud Tes Amud Aleph. On the bottom of the daf, the Gemara says a story. Five lines from the bottom. Ma'ase Shohaya. Mishum Ma'ase Shohaya. Avdei D'Yanei Malka Kotal Nafsho. Yanei HaMelech was a Meshugana. Yanei was always murdering people. So he had his hooligans were always killing people. So one of his hooligans killed a Jew. And Shimon ben Shetach was the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech, so we said we have to judge your guy. You have to judge your servant because he's a retzer. So he's Amalehu Shimon ben Shetach lachacham tnuy nechem bo unedunenu. He said, you have to be done. Sholchulei, so they said, the Rabbanim sent a message to Yanai HaMelech, Avdach kotel nafsho, your Eved killed someone, so you want to judge him. So Shadri lehu. So he sent the Eved to the Bezin, they should judge him. So he sent a message to Yanai HaMelech, To'at Nami Laha. You have to appear in front of court. Because it says, Wood Bevolov. What it implies is, Amar Tar Yav Bal Asher, Yamar Al Asher, that the Kabbalah status has to be with Nei Baldin. So the Gemara learns it out here. It says, Baba Kama Kufyud based on the day. So the Gemara Baba Kama learns it out from this pasuk, that it's a Din Deraisa, that Kabbalah status has to be with Nei Baldin. So the Gemara makes a statement there in Bava Kama that if you have a big shas atchak, for example, the Yedim are in a rush, they're going to go to South America for a year or two. And we have a din Torah here. And the Baldin is not available now. The Baldin against whom the witnesses want to testify. So the Gemara says if the Yedim are about to leave to Medina Tayyam, or the Yedim are cholim, the Yedim are old and sick and they're about to die. And the Baldin doesn't want to appear in front of court. He wants to wait till they die. So they shouldn't be able to be Makabalein. So the Gemara says, if the Edom are choylin, or the Edom are in a rush to go to Medina Sayyam, so if you have a shas atzak, he can be Makabalein, shalom with Nei Baldin. So the Gemara in Bava Kama. So the Rashba there in Bava Kama asked, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in Chumash that you need Kabbalah Seder to Nei Baldin. How can you say that a shas atzak, he can be Makal? You say, well, the dinim like that. You say, it's a kasha, how can you be mekabel gerim is manazeh? You don't have any smut in the end of it. Bishas atzak, you can do with that. Everything is loved asking. Everything in the Torah is loved asking. Shabbos, the Lamed Tes Mo, it's not shas atzak, so you can eat mechal Shabbos. Shas atzak, you can eat trefis. There's no kosher food available. What do you mean? There are rules and regulations. Shas atzak is a svar on a din derabbanon. A din derabbanon. So, bishas atzak, the Chachamim didn't want to make life impossible. They want to make life a little difficult, not to make it too impossible to live. So B'Shas HaTzchak sometimes, the Chachamim incorporated the Kula in a Din Rabban. But if he's dealing with a Din Derai, so the Rashba says, how can he be Mekel? So the Rashba says that it would appear from the Gemara, that Kabbalah say this B'Fnei Baldin and Nefashis is a real bona fide Din Derai, so that you're not Mekel even B'Shas HaTzchak. But indeed the moment is, it's only the Rabbanon, so there's what to be Mekel. That's what the Rashba writes on that Gemara and Baba Kama Kufiyud Beis. That the fact that we're Mekel B'Shas HaTzchak and Dinim Amunis is an indication that the whole need for Kabbalah Seder B'Snei Baldin Dinim Amunis is only with Rabban. But it's a problem. How does it fit in with the Pasuk in Chumash? What Bevalo goes on Chatzi Nezik and Nezik Shalom. It's not talking about Dinim Nefashis. It's not talking about Dinim Nefashis. It's talking about Dinim Amunis. So why should we say that Minatara is the requirement for Kabbalah Seder Tznei Baldin only applies to Dinim? It doesn't apply to Dinim Amis. Tashvere Rashbo. So the Yosameach was a genius. Rashbo was also a genius. But the Yosameach was a genius. So he has an Einfah. He writes, he thinks that Min HaTorah you need Kabbalah Seder Tznei Baldin both in Mamet and Zanah Lefoshes. But what's the basis of the din? What's the getter of din? It's a chelik of the drisha v'hakira. If we interrogate the witness in the presence of the baldin, and the baldin is going to stare him in the face and say, "Is that so? That's what I did, and that's what he said, and that's what I said." So he's going to know what to ask. So sometimes the baldin is going to ask questions and make it into a circus. But the baldin is going to write notes to the bezdin, ask him whether this or that. I'll show you that he's telling a lie. The Baldin knows what they ask. If you're going to have Kabbalah Seder Shalai B'chnei Baldin, what good is it going to do? That the Bezdin is going to interrogate and is going to ask three Shabbat Hakira. The Bezdin doesn't know what they ask. They weren't there. The Baldin was there. So the Yosameach claims that's the Pshat. There is a requirement for Kabbalah Seder Shalai Baldin in Mom and Nisan and Nefashis Min HaTorah because it's all a chelik of three Shabbat Hakira. But once the Chachamim did away with the requirement for Drisha V'Hakira, and Dini Mamin is, so the Mele, the Din of Kabbalah Seder Tznei Baldin falls off. That's all part of that Din. So they reinstituted it with the Rabban. Why not? The Chapasik and Chum, so they reinstituted it with the Rabban. So once the whole Din is only with the Rabban, so you can say, B'Shaz HaTchaki can be made. That's what the Yosameach suggests. The Nainfa. He says that the kula that the Gemara has, that Bishas Atzchaki, Kimin Kabbalatis, and Mamunis, Shaloi Bechnei Baldin, is only after the Takonas Atanoim abolishing the need for Drisha V'Chakira. But Koidim Atakonah, when they were still observing the Din Deraisa, that even Dini Mamunis also require Drisha V'Chakira, that he thinks that this Taka, the Rajbus Kasha is Eisen, there's no room to be Mekel. How can he say that Bishas Atzchaki can be Mekel? The Rabban holds that if the Eidim testifies with Manazer, without Rishon HaKira, it's already Higit. The Rambam writes the Din is still the same. The Rambam never says the Din changed with Manazer. The Rambam writes, if the Eidim give out better status without Mana Mokom, it's Adayin Lo Higit. It's Adayin Lo Higit, how can you pass in a Tzitzar? Omid. It's not Paskini based on Eidim, it's Paskini based on Omid. So they can still change, they can come a year later and back out. Because it's not Kim Shikim. Adayin Lo Higidu. And the Rambam says if the Eidim and Mamanis do say this man and the Mokman and contradict each other, that's no good. And it's not considered like a Hakosha B'dikri. No, the Din still, this man is there's still a halacha that there's a Hagodah Seidus on this man and Mokman. It's just, Desmond has the ability to paskin even without Eidus. They can paskin without Zman HaMokum, without Eidus, based on Omid. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue. Okay. Then you don't need it anymore, the Zman HaZeh. So I think if you die without Drisha V'Chakira, so what do you think the paper is?